I didn't watch it. I was up here during the Cowboy game, cleaning stuff up, throwing things away. I didn't even know who won until I listened to the wrap-up on 105.3 on the way home.
Oh, yeah. You didn't miss much. It was all pretty ugly.
Who's a backup quarterback?
Brandon Weeden.
Where'd he come from?
We got him from Cleveland. Before that, he was at Oklahoma State.
Doing what? Painting? Macrame art?
I have no confidence in anything that he does with his right arm at this point. He was actually, he was a baseball player for a while. Came out of high school, did that, and then his baseball career never took off, so he went back to college.
Ruin another career?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Hopped on the football bandwagon, played at Oklahoma State. Got drafted in the NFL because the NFL is always desperate for quarterbacks, and just had a really piss-poor game yesterday. And there's no way around it.
We got him from the Bengals. I don't know about football, but I know Bengals are one of those teams in which they're just kind of there.
Yeah. There is so much in that sentence about you not knowing football, Chloe.
Didn't you say Cleveland?
I did.
Isn't that the... not the Indians. It's baseball. Tan? Suede. Browns.
Yes, yes. There you go.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Bengals.
Yeah. And actually, Chloe, the Bengals have been a playoff team recently.
Oh, that's Cincinnati, right?
Yes.
Yes. Woo.
All right. Now we're all on the, well, not the same page, but a page. Which is more than I can say than Weeden and his receivers. Hey-o.
I always get those two teams confused, the Bengals and the Browns. I don't know.
You know what? At least they're in the same state.
All I know is I like their songs.
What songs?
We got the beat.
Mm-hmm.
And?
That's all I really can remember.
It's just that one is so good.
We got the quarterback from the Bengals.
No. No. Actually, he'd be a much better replacement for Romo. No, we got him from the Browns.
All right, keep talking. I got to adjust your camera shot. I'm all the way in it.
Okay.
Oh, no, we got the beat. That's actually the Go-Go's.
Man, we're just all sorts of messed up today.
Did I say we got the beat?
Yeah.
Yeah. You mean walk like an Egyptian?
Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
Man, this is bad. We can't get music or sports.
You got most of it.
All right. Anyway, the weird thing about the game.
So for the Cowboys, it's a manic Monday.
Let's just go home.
Whew. Chloe started this one, Slick.
Yes, you did. Yeah, Chloe, this is on you. No, the weird thing was last week when we found out over the weekend, Romo, in essence, he broke the two transverse processes in his spine. So when he left the game last week, Brandon Weeden came in. He looked okay. So much so that even though the Cowboys are going up against a really good Cardinals team, that team with the best record in the NFL, you thought, hey, you never know. Might have a chance. If Weeden plays decent, we have the best running game in, you know, football. Let's see what happens. It was like last week being thrown into the game. Brandon Whedon's like, oh, yeah, I got this. All right, I'm going to throw the ball. I'm going to throw a touchdown. I'm going to lead a drive and get some points. This week, a whole week to prepare and think about it sucked.
Where'd they play?
They played in Arlington.
Oh. It's kind of chilly yesterday.
It was, but Jerry's got that thing temperature controlled.
Hmm.
It's not like
possibly the hazy shade of winter might have messed with him.
Hazy shade of winter?
Bengals.
Mm-hmm. How long did it take you to find that?
Leave me alone.
Okay, fair enough. So anyway, it was just weird. He was throwing the ball all over the place. pretty much everywhere except for his receivers for
did he
most
make
of the game.
Any completions?
He did. He ended the game, I think it was like 18 of 33, which is not good. It doesn't sound as terrible as it was, but that was because he had some completions near the end of the game when the Cardinals were basically playing, hey, we're going to let you score defense just to kill clock time. And so that part was good. He hit wide open receivers. But the rest of the time, he'd throw a ball towards Dez and ended up 5 yards short in the ground or a couple yards behind him, all that type of stuff.
You got audio?
I do. Jason Garrett cut four. In his post-game press conference, he was asked, what are your thoughts on Brandon Weeden?
We'll go back and watch the tape. I don't think...
Why can't you just answer the question right then? What's to look at? Did you miss the game?
All his fans saw it.
Did you have to go back, Dan, and after the game and look at the tapes and figure out where this Weeden guy, is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
Where he screwed up?
No, because...
It's stuck in your head.
Yeah, in general, you can tell, okay, he short hopped the ball there. He was threw the ball behind the guy there. A couple other plays, there was miscommunication. He threw to the outside when the guy was running towards the inside. That sort of thing you can look at on tape and decide, okay, who was wrong, the receiver or the quarterback. But ultimately, there were some plays where he just flat out missed guys.
Because he doesn't play every week. He doesn't have the experience that Romo does. Not his talent level yet. And as long as Tony's out, we're going to work with him. Wouldn't you say that?
That's a better answer than what he gave.
Go back and look at the tapes.
We'll go back and watch the tape. I don't think we were consistent enough on offense throughout. I don't think we were consistent enough in the passing game throughout. We'll go back and take a peek at what actually happened when we review the tape. But we need to be more effective when they're playing that style of defense. We're getting the single high looks really across the board. And you need to be able to stand in there and throw it and catch it and move the ball that way and then come back and be balanced with the running game. And we weren't effective enough that way and did not allow us to have the balance and the efficiency that we needed.
So it's pretty extensive. He told you pretty much nothing worked good.
We didn't throw right. Right people didn't catch the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Other team got in our way.
That's true. That is true. Especially the two times Weeden threw it to the other team. That didn't help either.
Was Romo even on the sideline?
He was on the sideline, yeah. I mean, he was trying to help as much as he could. I mean,
was he screaming like, Brendan, this way?
Maybe he should have.
Over here?
That guy right there. Big hands,
uh-huh.
Waving at you.
Yeah.
Him.
That guy?
Throw it to him.
Him? But I want to throw to this other guy.
This other guy's about to sneak up behind you, Slick.
Cut five is more of Jason Garrett. And a reporter asked him, did you sense any nervousness from Brandon Weeden?
So you mean before the game or after the game?
I think I think before and in general.
I think he has a calm demeanor about him when he plays. And unfortunately, we just weren't as efficient as we needed to be. I thought he played.
Sounds like it's about time to get nervous.
Mm-hmm.
He has a calm demeanor. Yeah, I don't care if they catch the ball or not. This is all about the sport and the event and the camaraderie.
I think he has a calm demeanor about him when he plays, and unfortunately, we just weren't as efficient as we needed to be. I thought he played very well in the game the other night, and that's a challenging situation to go into when the game is already, you know, a couple hours old and everybody's into the flow of the game, and he stepped in and really played with poise and composure and made some good throws. But obviously today we weren't as consistent as we needed to be, and you know we'll go back and look at the tape and see why. Easy to say, okay, it's all on the quarterback. It's on everybody. We got to do a better job offensively. We've done a very good job up to this point as an offensive football team, running and throwing and having the balance that we've needed. Today just wasn't as good as it's been.
We lost.
Okay. Can you talk about that a little bit more there, Coach?
Big rectangle area we didn't get into enough.
The end zone?
All right.
Oh, God.
Guy throwing the football, he's new.
Mm-hmm.
Sure hope we got a backup for him, because I think I'm going to kill him.
Who's the third guy?
I think think his name is David Vaughn. Undrafted free agent, kind of like Romo. He actually came, I think it's him, came out of West Texas A&M. He was the one that had a pretty amazing, that's what they call it, like a free agent tape to try to convince teams, hey, sign me. It was him in a bad Christmas sweater, purposely looking terrible at everything. And it went viral. Turns out he's a pretty good quarterback.
Is he going to England this Sunday?
He is. That's according to Jerry Jones.
I guess you have to. Because if something happens to...
Whedon?
Yeah. Who else is there?
Well, after the Whedon guy, then you have that third string guy. But they obviously don't think he's ready for all that. So what they're doing is, Tony, you're coming on a plane. And then we're going to try and pump you up so full to see if you can play. Because we don't want a repeat of this last game. And now, have they won yesterday or even won the previous week's game? They may not have said, Tony, come to London. They may have just said, you know what? After we go to London this week, there's a bye week. Take those weeks off. Feel better. And then you'll come back stronger after the bye.
Romo said anything?
Not that I've heard. Other than last Thursday is when he usually speaks to the media. And he just said, you know, it hurts, obviously, and I'm going to do everything I can to try to get on the field. And if I can't, I'm going to do whatever I can to help the team win.
Yeah, most people, you get an injury like that, you're out of just a normal job on your back for weeks.
Oh, yeah.
You don't do anything. And everybody's going, have you healed yet?
Yeah, please heal.
Not only has he not really had time to heal, and it's a recurring injury, you're going to go out to a job where they like to hit you.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, this injury, even though it's still on his back, it's a separate injury from his disc problem. He's broken two transverse processes on his spine. That's the little pointy things on your back, on top of your spine. Like, if you touch your spine mm-hmm. and you feel that pointy thing.
At the bottom?
Or the top. His are in, like, the lower back area.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's what he broke. He cracked two of those little things that stick out.
So even if they wrapped him up good and tight, he's still going to have the pain aspect.
Oh, yeah.
If you narcotize him to the degree of he can't feel the pain, he may not be able to throw either. Or he may get hit, the pain, something else breaks, but he may not know because he's doped up.
Yeah. Supposedly,
I've seen North Dallas 40. I know how this works.
Yeah. Yeah. Supposedly, the doctors have said he can't do any more damage to it than what is already done.
Is it good or bad?
It's good if you want to shoot him up full of painkillers and say, get out there and throw, son. It's bad because that means you got to go out there and try to function with, you know, some not feeling back there. And that's if anyone's got more experience with being able to throw on painkillers, it's Tony. So that is good.
Did they try a lot of running plays yesterday?
They did. I would have liked to have seen it a little bit more because after the way... And watching the game, after seeing the way Whedon's throwing the ball, I would have been okay after his 10th attempt that was wide of the stadium. You know what? Just hand it to the running backs for the rest of the game. Go high school football on their ass. I don't care. Run the wishbone. Don't care.
What's the wishbone?
It's a real tight formation, and it's pretty much all based on running.
Oh.
Anything to keep the ball out of the air, because that did no work good. Run ball more. And everyone in the stands would have understood. Be like, hey, we just ran the ball three times. That's fine.
Can I just bowl it to him?
Hacky sack. Flea flicker. How about a flea flicker? They don't do that much anymore.
Not very often, but that would involve him throwing the ball.
So the quarterback can't do that? Can he not kick it to him?
He can, but if he kicks it, then it's like a punt.
Okay.
So you're
giving the ball away.
Yeah. What he could have done, and I would have liked to have seen this. It's like, okay.
He's giving the ball away anyway, but not... At least get them further down the field.
And surprise them, sure.
Yeah.
That's happened. It has happened.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, is what you could do is if you see your quarterback's not doing a good job throwing the ball, give other guys a shot. Instead, toss it to the tailback and have him try a pass. The old halfback pass. Why not?
Yeah, anybody else in the Cowboys, had they ever been a quarterback in their college years?
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple of guys that would certainly be capable, like Dez Bryant. He never played quarterback, but I guarantee you, if there's anyone in the league capable of throwing the ball 20 yards downfield and catching it himself, it's Dez Bryant. Let's try that. The defense sure as hell ain't going to see that coming. Did he just throw the ball? Damn. He just hit himself on a post.
I don't even know if I saw that right. It's like watch an episode of The Flash. Made the call, said, hi. Looked out, saw himself waving at himself.
Threw the ball. Give it a shot.
So why are they playing in London?
Money.
Who's paying?
Well, the NFL is paying for it, but it's money because they're marketing the team to an international audience, which means money, merchandising, all that kind of stuff.
They carry this on like the BBC, UK broadcasting?
You know, that I'm not sure. I know that they carry it on a channel there, so yeah, it'll be on TV there, that's for sure.
Okay. Was that it with Jason Garrett?
Yeah. Finally, though, cut seven. This was Whedon being asked to, couldn't really pick up the entire question by the reporter, but this is Whedon breaking down the game.
I sucked.
That would have been better.
Tipping point where it didn't go your way?
I don't really understand your question, but...
I don't really speak English.
I guess...
So what you do is you say, could you ask it again?
Right. Come again? Repeat yourself, please.
I don't understand your question or really much about this whole game.
See what his answer was.
You know, you got to play better. Regardless of circumstances, you got to go out there and play better. You can't turn the ball over, and that's on me.
Wow. Obviously, heavily tutored by Jason Garrett.
Mm-hmm. Jason Garrett School of Answering Questions.
I guess he's going to have to work with him on understanding the questions first.
It's baby steps. I'm sure they'll look at the tape and they'll figure out where it went wrong and try to understand the question better the next time so we can get a better answer the next time.
Just by listening to him talk.
Tipping point where it didn't go your way.
I don't really understand your question, but... I don't really understand your question, but I guess...
I guarantee if he can't understand the questions, he can't understand the plays.
What's a Z out?
Is that like a Z lot? All right, we're late. We'll be right back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
.339, first check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Supercuts. A lot going on. Let's get started off in Dallas, northbound I-35, right at Commonwealth. Got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from the tollway. Into Arlington, eastbound I-20, out at Highway 287. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from East Loop 820. And finally in Denton, northbound I-35, just after FM 1173. Got an accident there blocking the right lane that has traffic backed up back from the 35E-35W split. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Tonight, rain and storms, an overnight low of 71, which also will be tomorrow's high, 71, as the rain and storms continue. Right now, 76 and 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle. The Eagle.
All right, I'm done with the Cowboys. Visit if you are.
Yeah. The only good thing about it was that we really didn't, as most Cowboys fans, really didn't expect a win yesterday. We just kind of already talked it up as a loss. We just...
It'd have been a nice surprise.
So, like, it wasn't like last Monday night when they lost to the Redskins. Night was ruined. You're just, bleh, bad mood. But then yesterday, even though they lost, like, meh, I still got a Sunday.
And Romo's not out for the season.
No, no, he's not.
Where are the Cowboys ranked at this point?
I think they're in second place behind the Eagles in the NFC East, which is fine because they're having an issue of their own. Their starting quarterback went down with a broken collarbone yesterday, so he's out for 4 to 6 weeks, which is good for us because their backup is the guy who infamously butt fumbled. Their backup...
Why was he catching the ball with his butt?
It wasn't actually... He used to play for the New York Jets, and...
I kind of like that term, though. You butt fumble.
Yeah. This is a guy who's gone down in infamy for this one play. He decides, instead of passing, he's like, okay, I just need to run the ball. And he runs into his lineman's butt, and he fumbled.
The other team get the ball.
And henceforth, butt fumble.
You mother butt fumble. I believe I'm going to start using that. As far as Friday goes, I told you it was going to suck.
It didn't suck.
It didn't suck.
Did anybody get one email?
No. The closest thing I got was someone
saying... That means it sucked. The Halloween special.
Everything I got was positive.
Did you said you didn't get any emails.
No, I didn't get any. I didn't get any it-sucked emails.
Yeah. I didn't get one about anything.
Really? Well, see, that's why, because they knew not to tell you. You weren't going to listen to them anyway. Everything I got was positive.
I've gotten emails with accolades in it before.
Maybe this one people thought you were going to be more sensitive. I don't know. Everything I got was extremely positive.
Yeah, same here.
How many?
Between Twitter, Facebook, I haven't checked Instagram in like a month and a half, email, other email, I'd say at least 20.
Okay. What'd they say?
They either outright just said, oh my God, it was hilarious, I loved it. One guy said, I love how you guys will just do anything for laughs for all of us. We appreciate it. The special was great. The closest thing I got to someone saying it was negative was, hey, I thought it was good. It's kind of cheesy, but it was good. And I had to respond back to him and say, at what point did you think we were serious?
You really think there was a 2-mile-high cube and landed out in front of the building? Why? Just because Brett Chip said so?
Right. The whole idea was supposed to be kind of campy, tongue-in-cheek, a little slapstick even. So cheesy, yes, you got it.
Any emails from the company? Since obviously the whole special was slamming Clear Channel.
Not one.
Well, I'm going to give you Jason Garrett.
Okay.
That's either good or bad.
They are self-aware.
Well, they know they buy stuff.
Exactly.
There was something else that the Clear Channel bought. I can't say what it is. It's a new product for broadcasters. And Clear Channel bought all of them so nobody else could get one.
Shut up.
On my dogs, I swear.
Can you tell me real quick off the air while I know what it is?
I'll try it. Here we go.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, we're a-holes.
Yep. That's the upside of working for the Borg.
Man, you're talking about giving people the tools to succeed and keeping them out of the hands of your competition.
Bought them all. And it's something all major broadcasters are going to want.
All right. I want to find the person who came up with that idea.
And my guess is that's the CFO.
Ooh.
Is that McCray?
McCree? Steve McCree? Yeah. Because
it had to get up to him.
That man.
Hey, here's this new product out that looks like it'll benefit all broadcasters around the country. Buy them all.
Here's the PO for it.
We don't need them all. Buy them all. What do we do with the extra ones? Throw them away.
That is so much awesome. I need to give him a fist bump if he's ever here. That really is evil.
All right. Just because I didn't hear anything about the special.
Not one email?
Mm-mm.
my favorite one was we hyped it up all week long, and they said we paid it off in spades.
I don't think most people like to be paid off that way. I don't think we hyped it up. I tried not to hype it up. Just like anything else, a bunch of promos on TV. Look at this. Must-see TV. Watch it, you go, I like looking at my TV, but I don't like the stuff you guys put on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like all the hype, all the promotion, everything for Bad Judge, and it got canceled.
Yes.
Have you talked to Tone?
Exchanged a few text messages with him earlier. He's still in good spirits. Yeah, it's one of those things where he still has a good relationship with NBC, so they're still a big fan to Tone. This show just didn't quite work out. Now, he did mention, though, I asked to see if he could call in to talk to you, but he couldn't do it this afternoon. But
why? What's he doing?
I don't know. Well, they still have a few episodes left to shoot to fill out their 13 order.
Right, because NBC said, we're buying 13 episodes. Mm-hmm.
And I think
then you're paying for it.
Right. And I think they've got up to either 9 or 10 already shot, so they still have a few more to do.
Then they need to go for broke because, like I sent you back in that text message. How did you find out it was canceled? Because you texted me Friday night.
I got, right after we got off the air Friday night, I got a couple of texts from friends who found out.
Other comedians. Oh. They need to go for broke because of the ratings spike in these last few episodes. I'd even reshoot some that are in the can and just add some iffy stuff.
That's actually a really good idea. And you really could. I think your words were go for broke. Absolutely. Why not?
Just as long as you fall within the standards and practices, whatever NBC has set forth, do it. There's absolutely nothing to lose here.
Yeah, and anything that they thought was questionable when they shot it before, and they had a different idea that was going to be edgier, screw it. Go back and do that.
Have Tone shoot a few people.
Yeah. That'd be interesting.
I mean, you can't really go the Boston legal route, which was drama and comedy, and really heavy at one time or another on either comedy or drama.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the template for Bad Judge.
Especially in a 30-minute time slot.
But when I took over for Stern in 97, is that it? So we make it through the fall or the winter, and in the spring, ratings come out. We're number one.
Mm-hmm.
Company decides they're selling the company to somebody else. So they call us all in and said, company's being sold. I want to say that it was J-Corp.
Mm-hmm.
And they said by the fall, they're clearing everybody out. So you guys got jobs till then. I said, okay. So we all left. Everybody on the show said, what do we do? I went, we're going to do a show like we plan on being here for 10 years. And then the ratings came out when the company swapped. And not only were we number one again, we had a heavy lead over everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who got to stay?
Imagine that.
So that was my thinking with Tone is do something. Have a love affair. Show that dong of yours. Shave that beard.
I think you're right. I think there's definitely something to be said for going about it that way. And honestly, we've talked about this briefly before. Networks are so quick to pull the plug now on TV shows when back in the day, there are shows that were classics now that would not have made it in today's climate. If you're not good within a couple of weeks, you're gone.
Well, let's say back in the – well, let's just go back to the 70s so I don't go too far back.
Okay.
You still only had three major networks before Fox. So they had to give these shows a little bit longer. They had the luxury because there wasn't as much competition.
Right. Do you remember can you think of ratings, say, for a show back in the 70s that you watched and how many viewers it had?
No. The only one that sticks out, and I may have these numbers wrong. Alfie, see if you can Google the finale of MASH.
On it.
Okay.
And also was it the cliffhanger
where JR got shot.
The summer of 80 or?
It was the first episode after the cliffhanger.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I think MASH had 63 million viewers for their finale.
That sounds right.
Dallas, when they came back to show who shot JR, I'm thinking that was in the 50 million range.
Yeah. Which is not.
I may be totally off. It just, you asked me for numbers, and I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's not today's norm.
What, Alfie?
For MASH, it was 121.6 million.
Yeah, I didn't get close.
Well, I guess they must have adjusted for inflation or something.
Well, again, you had three networks.
I'll ask you the question this way: if you had a TV show that got 5.7 million viewers, how would you feel about it?
I'd be kind of happy about it.
Well, that was Bad Judge.
Yeah, with all the different outlets and the fact, do they get credit for views on Hulu?
It's weird how they do that. They will factor in on the rating. I think what they do is people who watched it the night it aired, and then within 24 hours, I think, like on Hulu or on demand. I think that's how they do it. Then there's other numbers that will come out. I want to say it's like 2 to 4 day views or something. It's like someone may not watch a show on Tuesday, but may watch it on, say, Thursday or Friday night on a slow TV night.
I was digging around with my 4K TV over the weekend, and it's got a connection to, what's it? It's like Sony Movies Unlimited, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and you can look at the new 4K movies you can buy and download them. Normal HD movies. And also TV shows. Oh, well, let's see what TV shows. They were trying to sell me episodes of Mulaney for $2.
No. A whole show? $2?
Not even the season.
Oh, my God.
This little bargain bin folder over there.
Ooh.
Kind of what it, what's new and cheap now. Look at here. I think they even gave you the first episode for free.
Oh, well.
As a taste.
What do they think this is? Cocaine?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh yeah, you'll be hooked. No, I really won't.
That's the first time I've heard any network just referencing a sitcom.
Enough!
One thing that Tone did mention to me about Bad Judge being canceled by NBC is he said, nothing anymore is really ever truly canceled until it really, really is canceled, because they say canceled, but it still has a possibility of coming back, much like the other show he did, Whitney. Whitney actually got 2 full seasons.
They canceled the first season and it came back?
Yeah. And it was on.
That shows you how stupid the cast was. What are you guys doing here? You know they canceled a series.
Yeah.
Why'd you shoot another 22 episodes?
For what?
It's like Jerry Orr when he used to do sports here. Segments in between Stern, mm-hmm. Mornings back in the 90s, Jerry Orr, sports guy from Channel 8. They let him go. He showed up for another week. Finally, Les Colina said, you know they fired you, huh?
Was he not in the meeting?
I don't know. Nobody really understood it.
That's so odd.
I'll just pretend to get my way back in.
Anytime I've been fired, it was pretty clear. I understood it very well.
I do not acknowledge your termination.
That's certainly one way to go.
I'd come in every day. He'd still be sitting in his cubicle. I asked Dave Walker. That was Les Colinas' real name, Dave Walker. Well, why is he sitting over there? He goes, I don't have a f***ing idea. Is he working on stuff? I don't know. I'm afraid if I ask him, he'll go in the studio and start working. He was the one that kind of, Jerry had that kind of nasally northern delivery. I'm Jerry Orr, Channel 8 Sports. Kind of like that.
Mm, sounds pleasant.
Got a hot wife.
Mm.
Should have banged her when she came up to visit. But I wouldn't pound him while he was down. He's out of a job.
But had he been gainfully employed?
I think I'd take a run at it. Need a break?
Yes.
Let's go.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
402, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Run Single Traffic, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. A lot going on. Let's get started off in Dallas, northbound I-35, right at Commonwealth. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Woodall Rogers. Everyone going southbound there staring at it. They have you backed up back from Harry Hines. Moving into Grand Prairie, eastbound I-30 just before MacArthur. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from the bush. And finally in Denton, northbound I-35, just after FM 1173. Got an accident there. It's now in the clearing stages. Traffic there is still backed up, though, back from the 35E-35W split. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery tonight. Rain and storms, a low of 71. Tomorrow's high also just 71 as the rain and storms continue. Right now, 76 and 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show.
You ready?
Afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
Yeah, I thought I was going to have to stop the Halloween special Friday night. Something happened with one of the cameras as we're getting started.
Right.
The video stream. And Kenzie just starts losing it.
She's
pointing at Alfie. Alfie, did you see any of this?
Yeah, I saw her kind of like waving her hands around in the air. And
I looked at her and I gave the, you know, the hand across the neck thing of no. But she did it again. And I thought, all right. Because we had so many elements. I know if you heard it, you didn't realize that. But we had to leave both studio doors open so people could run in and out of the room, get to a phone, do their phone portion. I had actualities I had to hit in a certain order. I knew if we got off just a line, we were effed, Jack.
Yeah.
And she goes, well, so I told her during one of the breaks, I said, just leave it. Well, it looked like it was going dead. Do you want me to let it go dead? Oh, yes.
Absolutely. Let it die.
The radio, did you want to ruin the radio show and the video stream at the same time? One of them's got to die. I don't know what was wrong with it. It didn't make any difference. But I don't know how she didn't grasp that. It's like, think about it this way. And possibly this is my fault. I doubt it. If the video stream was that important,
mm-hmm.
and I was more concerned about that, who would be running it?
Mm-hmm.
I would just let her take over the radio console if I didn't care what happened over here. I'd go run the video stream.
Right. And there's a couple other things, too, that because she was under the impression that for whatever reason, the focus was doing the Halloween special for those watching the stream. I'm not sure where she got that, but that was her impression.
Maybe it was because we turned all the cameras black and white just for Halloween. I don't know.
Maybe. But the other clue would have been, if it was solely intended for the stream, you wouldn't have been able to see us running back and forth in the different studios. It wouldn't look like a behind-the-scenes thing. We all probably would have memorized our lines as opposed to holding our scripts up in front of our faces. We all probably would have dressed up in some form or fashion. We might have actually had someone dress as a Borg alien at some point.
I even addressed that. One of the listeners that didn't get the concept, what do you mean radio drama? And are you guys going to dress up? Will there be actors in this, like a real video play? And I know she was in the room when I talked about this. No. The video stream is just a bonus. You get to see, just like I watched a movie on the making of the War of the Worlds radio broadcast.
Okay.
Where you got to see how they did everything, and then news reports start coming in, and they're going, people think this is real. And because I think I read someplace that the War of the Worlds, the Mercury Theater, I don't think they took breaks, so they couldn't just come out of a break saying, we now return to H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds.
Yeah.
Radio adaptation. I don't know how much of this was real. They made two actually two movies on the making of The War of the Worlds. One came out around 55 and another one in 1974. And Burton Gilliam was in that one.
No, are you kidding?
Wow. He got pulled over by a cop while he's in his truck listening to the radio. Do you hear what's going on? State troopers stick their head in the truck for a second. We got to get out of here. I don't know if the paranoia was that widespread, but it was enough that they talked in one of the documentaries I watched on it. They talked to AT&T. Oh, no, this was a special AT&T produced, I think, for just for their employees, just to watch online. And they said, this is our dedication to our to our customers. And all these old ladies that were running the phone system back in the 30s, they had to stick with this. People kept calling. Well, do you know anything? I'm just an operator. But I'll check into it.
Okay.
And this wasn't automatic switching back in the 30s. This was switchboards where they had to take these cables. A light lit up on this big board. You have to take one cable out, plug it up to one that's lit so you can talk to them. And all of them were overloaded. And they all stayed.
Wow.
Not even thinking, hey, this could be real. We may want to get the out of here. AT&T, at last T stands for telegraph. Let them use that. I'm going home. All right. And with a special, Brett Ship helped us out. We emailed, five or six of our reporter friends because we wanted the actuality. And almost all the emails came back. I got to check with management. And then they all vanished. I sent the script to Brett Ship, said, here's what we need, blah, blah, blah. Can you do this? He just sent back, sure. Then I had the audio within 12 hours.
Wow. Yeah, that is kind of the standard reporter thing to be like, because I think part of it is, it's not just, I don't think it's just a blow off on the part of a reporter saying, oh, I need to check with management. I think some management types put fear into their reporters and say, you don't do anything unless we know about it ahead of time and you have our approval.
I got hard cash saying he didn't check with anybody.
Well, Brett Ship, I'm sure he didn't. But and maybe that's where it's different is, you know, you when you've been around for as long as he has, when you deal with as many death threats as he gets on a yearly basis, probably daily basis as well.
And that's just from his family.
Yeah. Then that's just probably what he would go back to, Gannett, whatever it's called, but now owns Channel 8. He could just say, hey, I did something for some fun. You're welcome.
Yeah, you see news reporters in movies all the time.
Yeah.
Why is this that big of a deal?
It shouldn't be. And most of the time, the reporters, when they get a chance to be on in a movie, oh, God, they eat that up. Like, oh, my God, it's great. Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah, I was watching some episodes of House of Cards on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And in one of the episodes, there's CNN logo, lower right-hand corner.
Yeah.
So, obviously, they find some worth in it.
Yes.
I still have his cut. It's only like half a minute long.
Yeah.
News 8's Brett Schiff has...
I had to steal that audio from John McKay off Channel 8 website. I needed somebody introducing Brett Schiff.
That was cool.
News 8's Brett Schiff has more.
Thank you, John. I am here in North Dallas outside the Clear Channel building where some type of large cube, it's approximately a couple of miles wide and maybe same, it's maybe a couple of miles high, has landed. It's unknown if this is some type of military vehicle. We don't know. It's blocking the entire North Dallas. It looks now like there's some kind of beam coming out at
That was weird.
Yep.
And those sound effects, I pulled those from the 1953 War of the Worlds.
Okay.
The movie. And I think Brett just cut that on his phone and emailed it to me.
And that was fine. It worked out perfectly. It's not like it didn't need to be 4K quality audio or some such.
No, because I had to go back and put fire trucks underneath it, and the pulsing of the craft, and I forgot what else I stuck. And about a half minute clip.
Yeah,
I probably spent an hour producing that.
People don't know; they can't appreciate.
Yeah, but it was cool. Did you send it to the final thing to Brett Chip to see what his thoughts were on it?
Yeah, I sent him just that clip. I just got back. WTF?
Really? Oh, man.
What was he expecting? He read the lines.
I don't know. Maybe he thought, I didn't realize it was going to turn out. I know that's not what he was thinking, but I didn't know it was going to turn out that good. I think for next Halloween, we'll obviously write a new one.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to go back and take the special we did and maybe put in some sound effects and just instead of having you say everything. Because at a certain point, I felt really cheap.
I liked it.
That was funny, though, especially when Dan he leaves and comes back and I'm here.
All I know is Dan!
Dan walks in. Yeah, what's up?
My favorite.
All right, I'll go find out. Dan leaves.
And it was one of the few times I actually tried back timing the show so everything would end straight up at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I knew with the giggles that were going to happen and everything else, I just kind of buffered that in. And the show ended right at 7 o'clock.
That's perfect.
And you know why it ended at 7?
Why?
Accident. I had no clue when it was going to be over.
Yeah, because we made sure to leave open the possibility that we may just, someone may, in the shuffling between studios, someone may trip and faceplant into the console here. Who knows? And then we all laugh for 5 minutes, and then we get back on script after we patch up, you know, the arterial spray.
And we didn't even really bother about continuity explaining things. Although it's never stated in the storyline, Dan is dead.
We need to explain something. All right, Dan.
Yeah, we ain't got time to write anything for that. Just say we're not going to explain it, but you're dead.
Which, if you think about it, though, that's making fun of other movies or TV shows that will find some way to explain that this character is dead, even though you didn't see it. We just did it in a much more expeditious fashion.
I don't know who it was. It was Chloe, might have been you, Dan, or Alfie. So they got a text from somebody that was sitting in a parking lot someplace waiting for the special to be over.
Yeah, that was me. Well, not waiting for it to be over because they were just, ooh. No, it was...
if you're sitting in your car, you're...
She was excited.
Yeah. It's a compliment.
Yeah. No, it was a Facebook message, and she was at the Arlington Highlands waiting to go inside to eat dinner, and she noticed 10 other cars around her. Everyone was laughing at the same time she was. They were all listening to the special in their cars with it running before going in to go eat at whatever restaurant they were going to. Strangers. She didn't know them. I thought that was pretty cool.
Probably should have had a better cliffhanger.
How so?
I don't know. I'm just rethinking everything.
It's already done.
Okay.
We can have the sequel next year. You have a whole year to think about things you want to do differently.
Maybe we write one for Christmas.
That'd certainly be an option. I know we've toyed around. Wait, did we actually? We did do a Christmas special. It was based on...
Ebenezer Scrooge?
Yeah.
We did Christmas Carol.
Yeah, we did that, didn't we?
I think so. Obviously, we can change that. Hey, we're going to take you to Christmas Past. Are you going to take me to where I got arrested? Yes. You ghost of the past.
Cut to Larry North Fitness in South Lake.
I never hit the bitch.
Back to present.
Charges dropped. See, I told you. What was it? Music stuff you were talking about during the break?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was a study done by a scientist over in England, they released the results of a study where they looked at what makes a song catchy. And they would play to 1,000 people the start of a song, and they determined which ones were the catchiest by how quickly people were able to identify it.
Okay. So and they extrapolated what from that?
What they found is that the most like the catchiest song ever is by the Spice Girls. It's the wannabe song.
So they just came up with a list of catchy songs, not what makes a song catchy.
Exactly. Yeah, but so like for Wannabe by Spice Girls, the average of the 1,000 people to identify it took 2.29 seconds. They broke it down to a top 20. Coming in 20th was Candle in the Wind by Elton John. That was ID'd in 3.04 seconds.
That's mostly because of the Princess Diana thing.
Still, that's what they how they determined it. So, but it also reminded me, it's like, this is something that Russ can do within a second and a half, usually, with songs.
Well, just because I can identify them doesn't mean that they're catchy songs. Well, I guess it would to a certain degree.
Yeah. I mean, there are a couple of songs that I hear now that within a couple of seconds, I know what it is. I know that stupid I'm All About That Bass song within a half a second.
What bass song?
It's a new top 40 hit that won't shut up.
Oh.
So what I decided was I had Alfie pull a bunch of songs and then bunch of random ones, no real genre, just to see how quick you can identify them.
So I got to do it in less than 3 seconds?
Yep.
How many songs are there?
I got about 70 or so.
Oh.
Almost 70.
Well, if I only got 3 seconds, this won't take long.
That's true.
All right. Ready. This is the one on your flash that says Song Jep.
Yeah.
Okay. Da-da. Alfie?
Yep.
Do you have the answers?
This time I do have the answers.
All right.
All of a sudden we're prepared.
Okay. Steely Dan, FM.
Correct.
Love is Like Oxygen by I don't know.
Incorrect.
It's not Love is Like Oxygen?
No.
This is Love is Like Oxygen.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong.
Sure? Don't want to rethink it?
Yeah, I'm wrong.
Reason I know that is that was a song they played a lot at the Himalaya out at the State Fair, that ride that goes backwards.
Really?
Do you want to go faster?
Yeah!
Like, where are we going?
In a circle.
I forgot who did that. Do you remember, Chloe?
I think is it Sweet?
If I knew, I would say yes. But I don't know.
I think it was Sweet.
All right, I still get credit for that one.
Yes, you do.
10cc, The Things We Do for Love.
Correct.
That was really big when I was working at Wendy's in 77.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, had it not been for that, I'd have been out. Electric Avenue by Eddie Grant.
Correct.
Yeah, you need that beat to come in. Otherwise, if it's just the, that could be like 20 different songs.
ELO, Don't Bring Me Down.
Correct. Nice.
Brothers Johnson, Stomp All Night.
Correct.
Just Stomp is the name of the song.
You're a freak.
I was big when I worked at Pizza Hut on the jukebox. Wicked Wilson Pickett in the Midnight Hour.
Correct.
Damn.
Well, I know it because the Eddie band does it in the band.
Yeah. Nuh-uh.
Rose Royce Car Wash.
Got it.
I think it's pronounced. I think it's not rolls, it's rose.
How you get that off of claps?
Boink. Boink. Dudley Do Right.
You got it.
I don't know who performed it. It's either Wild Wild West or Living in the Wild Wild West by the, it's not the Escape Club.
That's it.
Even when you're doubtful, you're still right.
Wang Chung, everybody have fun tonight.
Right.
Of course they do this on Jeopardy.
I'll have to identify a song within a couple seconds.
Yeah. There was an old game show, Name That Tune.
I remember that.
I can name it in five notes. I can name it in three. I can name it in one.
I will punch you in the face.
All right. How am I doing so far?
So far, you've gotten every single one correct.
Okay. I think I knew that. AC/DC, If You Want Blood, You Got It.
You got it.
Can't Drive 55.
Jesus.
Correct.
Oh, damn it. Damn it.
I know it. I know it.
You got this.
I'm out.
She Drives Me Crazy, Fine Young Cannibals?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
Yay, me. What was the other one they did? Fine Young Thing or something like that?
Sweet Thing? Sweet Thing. Don't.
I don't think that's it. All right, so I missed one. Well, that's my 3 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a country song, Alvy?
No, it is not.
Can I have another three?
Go ahead.
That didn't help.
This one, I'll have to admit, is a really tough one.
Sleigh bells ring. Neil Diamond, Winter Wonderland.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah, for a Jew, he put out a lot of Christmas albums.
Well, the man's just taking advantage.
I don't think any of his songs mention Jesus. Like Wonderland.
You mean he never did Praise Be to Jesus?
Probably not.
That'd be true. That's a real song.
Pop You in the Pooper. Somebody Stryker. Jeff Stryker.
Yeah. Correct.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a little mad that I know that as well. In that 3 seconds.
That stars on 45. I have no idea what the name of the song is.
You got it. Neither do I.
I think this was just a 70s mix, disco mix.
Mm-hmm.
Because they go from... See, they just jump.
Yeah.
And they made all the songs. I'm not sure. I think they sang these songs. I don't think these were just clips from songs. How we doing, Chloe?
Need a break.
Long break?
Yes.
Too bad. I'm on a roll. Hot Legs. Rod Stewart, 1981 or something.
Correct.
Wow.
I don't know about the year, but that's the song. Shake Your Groove Thing. I forgot who did this. Say On Your List?
Yes.
You gonna make me guess?
If you want.
Not the Ohio Players. It's a groove thing. The Silvers?
No.
Sylvester's?
No.
Anything close to that?
Mm-mm. Think Produce.
Peaches and Herb.
Got it.
It sounds, if you didn't know, you would think you just made up that band.
Yeah.
Peaches and who?
Well, they're lying now.
That's stupid. No one named their band that.
All right, we got 2 minutes. Now we'll do a couple more.
How does a group of people sit around?
Walk Like an Egyptian by the Bengals.
Got it.
That's weird.
That's very weird.
Pointer Sisters, I'm so excited.
Correct.
YMCA, the Village People.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Dropped a Bomb on Me by the Gap Band.
Correct.
1974. Dobie Gray, Drift Away.
Correct.
I love this song.
It's probably one of my favorite songs out of the 70s, especially when it gets to the meat of it. You listening, Kanye? Or we'll do one more. Ray Parker Jr., The Other Woman.
Correct?
Damn.
Let me get the fire extinguisher.
Leave the doors closed this time. The
Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
4:38, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Supercuts. Traffic sucks everywhere. Only a couple of real accidents to speak of, though. Start off in Dallas, southbound on the tollway just before Northwest Highway. Got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Forest Lane. Only the left lane getting by right now. And in Grand Prairie, eastbound I-30 just before MacArthur. That accident there has been cleared out for a little while now. Traffic is still backed up, though, back from the bush. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Don Davis Auto Group tonight. Rain, heavy rain, and possible severe storms with a low of 71. Tomorrow, the high is going to be also the low of 71 and continued storms. Right now, 75 degrees and 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
You know, I was about to say, it's odd, those songs that you guys pulled. You hear it, and you immediately know where you were in your life. But it's not really odd, because if it was a hit, it was playing all the time.
Yeah, that's true. And it's weird, because I can hear certain songs, and you're right, I'll absolutely be transported back to when that song was popular, or if something big was going on at the time that I've labeled and branded with that song. It's like every time I hear Glycerine by Bush, I'm always taken back to my sophomore year of high school. All the way down to a street in Arlington when, for whatever night that I had heard it.
That's weird that you narrow it down to a time, because it's not like the song just played once.
No, it didn't. That's why it is odd that it stands out to me. Don't know why.
All right. You want to finish this?
Sure. Oh, also real quick. I got a couple people on Facebook made mention of the Halloween special from Friday night. Gene said the Borg Halloween special was awesome. I drive a lot, and every time I saw a Clear Channel billboard, I nearly wrecked my car from laughter. Because that's one thing I hadn't think about is we own billboards too. Lots of them.
That's the Borg board.
Yeah. Yeah, got all those digital billboards, and our show is on how many of them? That's right.
There you go.
I've seen...
Damn it. We should have made one of those digital billboards say, join us.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, that's all it should say.
Damn it. Damn it, damn it, damn it.
And then just Clear Channel at the bottom.
Yeah.
Or Clear Channel. We're coming to get you, Barbara.
And then someone else asked, I missed the Halloween special anywhere where I can listen. Was it on .fm, or did you leave that off? Are we going to make that something separate?
No, it's on .fm.
Okay.
RussMartin.fm. It's part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody's paying the, I forget what we charge, $8?
Yeah, I think so.
$10? I think we went up after a few years. There's a lot of stuff on there.
There is.
Yeah. Also, I need to plug the company that's hosting it for us because they're not charging. They're probably charging us a tenth of what they would charge anybody else.
Wow.
They even put us on a faster server so it downloads quicker.
Cool. That's certainly nice of them.
All right. And they said nothing when we started uploading the video on the .fm because they host that as well.
They didn't say anything?
Mm-mm.
You check your trash folder? Spam?
I get...
Because I would think they'd say something to somebody like, hey...
I get monthly bills. I think it's monthly. Of about $180 for bandwidth and storage for .fm.
And you were paying how much before?
$14,000 a year.
Jesus.
That's when we had the other guy. He was taking care of everything, recording the shows, cutting it up, putting it on RussMartin.info, which doesn't exist anymore. And I kept telling him, look for a cheaper server. And he kept putting it off. Finally, I just took the website away from him. I went, screw it. I'll do it myself. I get Jacob up here to help me with it. We'll put it on .fm. I think back then the .info was making, we'll say, $40,000 a year.
Wow.
Out of that, the foundation got about $15,000.
No, that's not good.
So now, I forget what we make a year now. It's a lot more than that.
I would hope so.
But the foundation gets over 99% of it. That's why we're in a situation where I can wake up in the morning now and I don't have to, I don't have these anxiety attacks when I check the news to see if a police officer or firefighter died overnight.
Right.
We got enough to cover a few checks, even if we get hit in a row.
Yeah.
Because $30,000, $35,000 a pop, all it takes is, you know, like a one squad, one fire department, just five firemen and one fire.
Like what happened in Houston not long ago.
Yeah. All right. Let's see, where are we here? You keeping score, Alvy?
I am. You've missed everything. Sorry, you've gotten everything but one.
Dan got that one.
Dan got it.
All right.
Yeah, and it's not a competition. We're just, because I know you can do this. You can identify songs usually within a second. I just happen to just know one that you didn't.
Melissa Manchester, you should hear how she talks about you.
Correct.
I can hear Larry Dixon talking that intro up.
I don't even think I know who that is.
I think this is the right song. It's the right one. It's got about a 15-second intro.
Okay.
Okay. Bobby McFerrin, Don't Worry, Be Happy. These aren't really that hard.
Nah. Some of those are pretty iconic, which actually it makes sense. When I go back and look at the list of the ones that, according to that study, were said to be the most catchy. If you think about it, a lot of them were just, they were outright hits. They were super popular. So instead of saying these are the catchiest songs of all time, you could say that these are the most popular. Because I like, I'll give you the top five. SOS by ABBA. Just Dance by Lady Gaga. Eye of the Tiger by Survivor. Mambo No. 5 by Lou Bega. And then Wannabe by Spice Girls.
Well, only one of those was a one-hit wonder. The
Mambo.
The Mambo No. 5.
Yeah. But still, all those songs, super popular.
But I don't get the reason for the survey. Find out what makes a popular song. Well, what you did is you identified popular songs, but you didn't tell us what made them popular, what made them catchy.
Yeah.
That isn't that supposed to be part of this?
It should be, especially when they say scientists did this.
It's an online, didn't you say it was an online survey?
Yeah, it's a survey. So I don't get where the science is supposedly coming into play.
Yeah, I should do the formula or whatever, or the reason why. Or
is it how many? Is like a certain number of beats per minute? Is it hitting? You know, is it a song that has lots of peaks and valleys as far as volume,
chord progression?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think in the '50s, C to F to G was really popular. I know it was with Jerry Lee Lewis, and I only know that because of Chuck. Him teaching me that.
Sure.
Like Great Balls of Fire, it's chord progression.
Right.
Throws S sharp in there from time to time just to be the killer.
Mm.
Okay. That is the Newlywed Game with Bob Eubanks.
Correct.
Actually, it's one of my favorite TV themes.
Really? Let me hear it.
Only because it's got horns. Real horns.
Clearly.
Then you jump to the end, and the horns build.
You are so happy right now. Look at a smile on his face, Chloe. He's like a little kid again. I can see little Russ sitting on the couch, kicking his legs. Yay!
Where was your favorite place to make whoopee? In the butt, Bob.
Greatest game show answer of all time. It's not even a doubt. There's not even an argument.
All right. All right. I get these confused. I know it's Bachman Turner Overdrive. That's an alarm clock. Taking care of business.
Got it.
PCB in, man. Twist! All right, I know it went over three.
Mm.
It's the Chubby Checker and the Fat Boys, the Twist.
Got it.
But it starts out, sounds like a Wipeout.
Yeah.
Why is that? I get off. I like current rock.
Yeah.
And this technically is urban, Motown, something like that. Why is it I can get off on this, but I can't get off on something like Kanye?
Because this has soul.
See, I like this. It's got rappers in it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like I just don't like big, fat, black rappers.
You also like, I think most people do, have an appreciation for those that don't feel the need to stand on top of a mountain and shout about how great they are. They just let everyone else do it for them.
Yeah, if you're that good, somebody will tell you. What else?
Exactly.
Were you talking?
No.
Okay.
Were you singing?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Actually, Chubby Checker didn't even write that song, in case you're curious.
Who did?
Hank Ballard and the Midnighters.
All right, then.
Chucky's Chucky. Chubby. He's the one that took it. Turned it into a hit. I think in 1960, and then again in 63. Same song. In between, he came out with something like, Let's Twist Again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's...
How would that, and didn't that become a hit too? Let's Twist Again?
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Okay, think of any other song that was ever a major hit and then add again on the end of it. And do you think that would happen? Do you think, like the Chumbawamba song, Tub Thumpin'? Let's Tub Thump Again. I don't want to hear that.
Let's re-release this.
Yeah.
Highway to Hell Again. Maybe this time we'll get the word right. Just the two of us. Grover. Not from Sesame Street.
You got it.
Grover from Sesame Street?
No. The other one.
Washington?
Got it.
Is that his whole name?
That's his whole name.
Looks like I'm missing something.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. There is one more part.
Cleveland?
No.
No, no, no.
It's a three. It's got three names.
Grover Washington Jr.
Oh, okay. All right. I get credit for that one.
Yeah.
Nick Lowe, Cruel to Be Kind, 1982, I think. People's Choice total, $1,342. Know that when Ron Chapman calls you tomorrow morning, and it's yours. From KBIL.
That's still pretty good.
Mm-hmm. If I had thrown 103.7, I'd have gotten it.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you just dragged out a bit on 103.7 KBIL.
And that's where I remember hearing the song. Also, we were selling LPs at Pizza Inn when that song came out. It's like the best. I don't even know what they called it. And it was a Pizza Inn exclusive. Had that and other crap on it.
It was like a pizza.
And what they didn't think about was we had to keep it behind the counter with a 500-degree jet sweep oven.
Did that not mix?
Guess how many returns.
Yeah.
Spinners, Rubber Band Man.
Got it.
Yeah. That's the wrong button. I don't know the year. I think it's 1980. It's the Vapors Turning Japanese.
Correct.
It wasn't until 10 years or so after I heard this. I realized what this song was about. You know what it's about?
I do. Most people don't.
I don't know why. I heard it. Might have been more than 10 years. I think I heard it on Magic Mix 102.9. I went, that song's about beating off.
It is.
They talk about, I got your picture. See, you got pretty good rhythm for it.
Yeah, you can actually see someone sitting in a chair going to town.
It takes too long to get to the hook. All right, Chloe?
Yes.
Okay. Da-da. 1, 2, 3. They had a bunch of wrestlers do this song once. Is it Wilson Pickett?
You got that right?
No. Land of 1,000 Dances.
Oh, yeah, got it.
I don't even know if he says Land of 1,000 Dances in here. It's just, nah. Trust me, it's got the na-na-na-na in it.
No, I know.
Paul McCartney and Wings. Silly love songs.
Correct.
The concert, Wings Over America, that I think was in the mid-70s.
Okay.
They started that in Fort Worth. I don't know why. I feel like I'm working on K-Love. If I keep this up, I might.
No.
Mona Reinhart. Sorry. What a Fool Believes. Doobie Brothers. 1979.
Correct.
Took Mona Reinhart to the senior luncheon. Had a crush on her all year. My dad had just bought a brand new 79 Cadillac. I got nothing.
In a brand new caddy?
She was dating this runt guy. All through, like, junior and senior year, had this hard crush on her.
And she finally said yes to going
senior,
out with you?
Senior luncheon. And then she had to go to the prom with that runt boyfriend. I said her whole name on the air, didn't I?
You did.
Okay. And she came into town a few years ago and...
Yeah,
I think I know what you mean.
Mm-hmm. I had to wait about
Actually, it was more than a few years ago. I had to wait about 20-some-odd years.
And?
It was still tasty.
Did you actually tell her? I've been waiting for this.
Yeah. Well, I knew you had a crush on me in high school. Well, why didn't you say something?
Yeah.
Well, I was dating Monty or whatever his name was. It's like we'd be sitting in the film room ready for, you know, you'd have to go to a special room to watch movies.
Yeah.
Because they use projectors.
Mm-hmm.
We had TVs. We just had movie rooms. She'd always look for me and come sit next to me. I'm like, all right, she's going to play with my dong.
During the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Get you a handy during class?
Nothing.
Yeah. Did you scoot your desk over a little closer to her?
No, there weren't desks. They were like those wooden auditorium seats.
Oh, okay. I got you. Oh, yeah. So like clothes saying, you just kind of inch your hips over a little bit. Like, hey, in case.
Hey. Just in case you get scared, we're watching a health film on syphilis.
Okay, well, in case you get turned on. If you're just overcome by the hormones.
Maybe they'll show you how to get syphilis. All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Broadcasting with an effective radiated power of 50,000 watts per channel. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the DFW Auto Show. Getting started off from Fort Worth, northbound 35W. Right at Meacham Boulevard, got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Northside Drive. Also in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, just after Northside Drive. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from North Loop 820. Moving to Grapevine, northbound 121, right at Grapevine Mills Parkway. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from 635. And finally in Dallas, southbound on the tollway just before Northwest Highway. Got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic is backed up back from Beltline Road. Listen to Sydney Skull at 8:25 in the morning all this week for a shot to win tickets to go see 6 a.m. at Bomb Factory on April the 17th. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
That's just like that chick from Pretty Reckless.
Yep.
What's her website? Visit ftworth.com.
I think so, yeah.
Just made me think of her.
It does.
Dallas F.T. Worth.
Stupid.
What was I doing? Oh, yeah. Eagle weather. Brought to you by Rules of Engagement. Tonight, rain and storms, a low of 71. Tomorrow, the high is actually 71. And the storms continue right now, 75 degrees and 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Last week when I had to do weather for you, you went and you were in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that's pretty good weather, but it wasn't as good as illegal IDs.
You got email about that?
Yes.
Jesus. What did you like? Did you put a lot of energy into it? Because I just do weather just because I have to, so it doesn't get a whole lot of...
So you don't feel like you have a fiduciary duty to the listeners?
No, they got weather on their phones, man.
You still remember that radio is the quickest place to go to for news.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm...
We don't have to produce anything. We can just, if something happens, like...
Yeah, uh-huh. It can happen that quick.
You don't have to wait for somebody to produce graphics or something.
Right. Yeah, no.
It's like if we see it happening, and especially if we can see it from this building, hey, aliens outside. Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
Channel 4 has got to wait till somebody in the graphics department puts together a little thing that goes up in the box over Steve Eager's shoulder that just says, oh, shit.
Yeah, no, I'm a big fan of the medium. I know it. It's immediacy.
I think broadcasters, modern-day broadcasters, they've lost the
service aspect?
Yeah. Because, honestly, and I'm not trying to get too deep, as a broadcaster, we're considered trustees.
Mm-hmm.
Serving the public's needs and interests.
As well as fart jokes.
Well,
but you're right.
I, as a trustee with my third-class restricted radio telephone permit, have certain things I have to do. It's just my perception.
And that way, when somebody goes, hey, when a police officer, firefighter, thank you for what you do. And I go, hey, it's my job. I'm not kidding. I chose to make it part of my job. So you can't thank me anymore. Blow me.
Nah, they're still going to thank you and they're not going to blow you. Because you still thank them for them doing their job and they still appreciate it.
But their job has no value. And they're in harm's way every day. Firemen, they leave the fire station. It's always code 3.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Alfie. I forgot where we left. These aren't names, just numbered. We leave off with the Mona Reinhart one.
Yes, we did. Exactly.
Makes my heart all over again.
When was the last time you talked to her?
Oh, I don't know. I just needed that conquest.
20-plus years in the making?
Yeah. She still looked really good. I don't want to say too much because I've said her whole name.
I understand.
But you got those panties off. Whew.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Throwback?
Mm-hmm.
Ah. All right.
Now I know what Epstein's mother's bush looked like.
Ooh, man. That is a memory.
That is a big one. Still well kept, but whoosh.
It actually made a little noise.
All right. That's Tainted Love. I don't know. I got no clue who does it. I'm still taking credit.
Soft Cell.
Soft Cell. Who?
Soft Cell.
Okay. It was a one-hit wonder, 1972, I think. The name of the band is Ace. The name of the song is How Long.
Correct.
What the damn bass?
Oh, this was one of the few pop songs in the 70s where they went to the bass player and he just started playing with himself. Really?
Oh, I get one.
I'm not buried behind a bunch of stuff. Ted McKay, who does nights on KZPS.
Okay.
He knows somebody that was the bass player in some really popular song he told me. I forgot who or what it was.
Sanford Son.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
He friend of Ted's played bass in Sanford and Son.
That's iconic.
And I think another one, like maybe Barney Miller too.
Wow.
Yeah, I think Ted's friend was friends with that black producer guy.
Quincy Jones?
Yes.
Okay.
I went, can you still get a hold of him? He goes, man, it's just a TV theme song. It's Sanford and Son.
Yeah.
Well, another one of the few songs with the bass is there.
Mm-hmm.
Without it, you ain't got dick.
That's right.
Hate this song, Paul McCartney and Wings, Band on the Run.
Correct.
The Emotions, Best of My Love.
You got it.
I used to Julie to that one. She loved us. Can we play this while we're having sex? Play anything that you desire as long as I'm sticking it. Josie and the Pussycats. I used to Julie that one too on Saturday mornings.
Josie and the Pussycats. Long tails and ears for hats. Guitars and sharps and flats. Neat, sweet, a groovy song. You're invited, come along. Hurry, hurry.
I wish they were real and beat off to them. Man, the 70s was really an arid time for pornography if you didn't have a VCR.
No, I'm sure.
Anything you got, waiting on the Sunday paper. Bra ads from Dillard's.
Yeah, when you're desperate.
Oh, good. Summer's coming around. There'll be bikini ads. That is Tom Jones with The Art of Noise.
Jesus, man.
Wow.
I don't know the name of the song. Hang on. Remake from Prince, this Kiss.
Got it.
Wow. You don't have to be beautiful to turn me on. I guess.
I wonder what it's like to be that talented. Got a soul sound. Good looking man. And just be able to F everywhere you go. Bitch is just jumping up. You walk into an abuelo's. Bitches jump up out of their tables.
He's here.
Me, Tom Jones. Me. Yeah, hey, this is my husband. No, I just bend over the table. Move the chips and salsa, baby.
You know what? You're right. That is really one of that's got to be the oddest feeling. Knowing that you can't go out to eat without just women throwing themselves at you.
I saw him recent concert on YouTube, whatever. Still looks pretty good. I'm sure the panties they throw on stage have little stains.
Maybe a little bigger than they used to be.
Yeah, they used to throw up panties and hotel room keys. Now I get little life alert boxes.
And oxygen tubes.
Lady threw up her colostomy bag.
Yeah. With her phone number written on it.
We'll use that for lube later.
So nasty.
Alvy, what's the line one?
He's calling with something that you might want to hear.
Is it Houston? That is his name?
That's his name.
Go ahead, Houston.
Oh, hey. I was just calling to let y'all know I haven't been able to listen all day, anything. I don't know if it's already been covered, but I thought y'all did a good job with the Halloween special and whole twist at the end and all that. I don't know. I just want to tell y'all did a good job.
That's very kind of you. I appreciate it. I could... Dick.
Why'd you call him that?
Because he laughed at me. Like, he'll...
Well, that was a nervous laughter. He was excited to talk to you.
He should be.
Let's see.
Chloe, do you have any chill? And pull it out while I'm guessing on this next one. That is a bunch of white guys.
Mm-hmm.
Play that funky music by Wild Cherry.
Got it.
Like I said, some of these aren't that hard.
Some of them are pretty recognizable.
Chloe brought one up. I don't have names on these. They're just numbers that could have gone in another direction. I think it was this cut. He said this one could have been
Funky Cold Medina.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, very, very similar.
This Funky Cold Medina in the Clear Channel Library. How long will this take?
Not long.
Okay. I'll give you some think music. Yeah, thanks, Alex. This is going to help me concentrate.
I don't think it's in there.
Of the thousands of stations Clear Channel owns, and of all the things they bought, they couldn't buy Funky Cold Medina.
There's Funk 49, 48, Funky Face.
I know Funk 49 is Joe Walsh, or actually it's probably listed under the James Gang.
Yes, it is.
You didn't have to hear that.
No.
That's impressive.
Load up the Funk 49. Let's screw up the playlist for today.
Oh, no.
Because it's got to be played through the Clear Channel server. It doesn't show up on iHeart. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Ding, the ding, ding. I think it was before the Eagles.
Yep.
Have we played any new music today?
Nope.
You ever heard this one?
Oh, yeah, I love this song.
Okay, wasted enough time. Let's see. So, I'm ready to go. 38 special. It's amount.
Is it Hold On Loosely?
No.
Oh.
I think that's the one I was thinking of.
Caught Up in You.
Got it.
I always confuse those two damn songs.
I like them. All right. Barry Manilow, Bandstand Boogie.
Got it.
Really? You're going to test me on this?
Yeah. I just threw it in there.
Of all the parody songs I wrote to this?
I wouldn't
be surprised if it's Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes.
Just making sure.
Edison Lighthouse. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody heard this song on K-Love and went, hey, they changed the lyrics. It's supposed to have something to do with vatos and Negroes or something.
Or chickens.
I think I even wrote a song, lyrics for this song for Alexa Konomos once.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's the one that I remember the best. Love Grows for Her Fishy in Clothes.
Damn. Yeah, I remember it because I started out with, I got lots of money. Of course, it didn't get me any of that Greek puss. Mm-mm. Pete Townsend on his own from The Who, Let My Love Open the Door.
Got it.
We used this song as the music underneath the video when we had Gavin's wall, his door, eliminated at the studios at CBS.
I love that one. I've never seen a look of confusion on one man's face so beautiful.
I forgot they're the construction guys, but they made it look like there was never, ever a door anywhere near that part of the building.
Seamless.
Did they do the bricks, too?
Yeah, the one time that we turned his office into a closet. So you open the door, and there wasn't nothing but bricks.
Mm-hmm. There was also the time we turned into a bathroom.
Didn't we put somebody on the toilet?
Yeah.
I was in there.
So he opened the door and the pool's taking a dump.
Hey, man. Sorry. Hey, that's... Hey.
Take it.
That is...
Oh, come on. Now you know this.
I know it's tear the roof off the sucker.
Mm-hmm.
But it's somebody peeped. P-Funk?
Mm-hmm.
And is that right? P-Funk and Parliament?
I'll give it to you. You got it.
Is that... Parliament's right.
Parliament's right.
But there's something else that goes along with the name. I forget what it is. They use this in Undercover Brother.
Mm-hmm.
Tether roof off, we're gonna tether roof off the mother sucker. Tether roof off the sucker. Tether roof off, we're gonna tether roof off the mother sucker. Tether roof off the sucker.
It's another one of those songs like Shaft.
Mm-hmm.
You know something cool and something black about to happen.
Right.
Got a couple minutes?
Yep.
All right, let's see. We can smoke through the rest of these. Sanford Townsend Band, Smoke from a Distant Fire.
Correct.
Video Killed the Radio Star, Bugaloos, Bug People. These only bugs we allow, Buggles.
Got it.
These are only Buggles.
Foreigner, Double Vision.
Correct.
77, I think. That is the Locomotion by Grand Funk Railroad.
Correct.
Also done by, was it Tiffany?
No, Lips Incorporated, I think.
No, Kylie Minogue.
Oh. Kylie Minogue. Mm. Original chick that did it was, I think it was Little Eva, 63. Too far?
You know, it's not too far. If you remember, that's a good thing.
Is that what this whole game is about? Testing me and see if I'm starting to get dementia? Or just... Is this in some type of book you got from the AARP? How to keep him from losing his mind.
Look at Dan's face.
What? I didn't say anything.
It took me over an hour to figure this out. Give him puzzles every day, different things to jar his memory.
It's called brain training.
I read every day. I have to write stuff.
Yeah, but this is recalling things. You're accessing different parts of your brain. You need to train this as well.
Don't people with different forms of dementia, they have either short-term memory or long-term?
They can, but then you also just going to have, with aging comes general memory loss. Some people have more difficulty with one over the other. Others just have difficulty in general.
Okay.
There's just ways to go about it to try to head it off.
All right. I'm glad we got this down. Next one. I can't remember a damn thing.
Yes, you can. You know that song.
You know this one.
I can't.
Out of anyone.
My mind blank.
It is not. You know this.
It's something that just erased the chalkboard in my mind. Elvis, Burning Love.
Correct.
This version was from Aloha, Hawaii.
See, you're far surpassing
any of the expectations that you and the doctors had.
The AARP pamphlet thing. I knew you'd do well. I wanted to prove them wrong.
Pat and Lolly Vegas. Name of the song, Come and Get Your Love by, it's an Indian group. Lobo?
Nope.
Loco?
No.
The Indians?
No.
I know that was the name of the two people in the band, Pat and Lolly Vegas. Come and Get Your Love by, who is it?
Redbone.
It's close. I still get credit.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Once Bitten, Twice Shy, Great White.
Correct.
Lead singer, the Jack Russell Terrier. They're the ones that threw the bass player in the fire.
Yeah.
Now what do we do? Who do we need the least? Bass player. Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Correct.
Really?
These are just ones to get your brain going. At least that's the way Dan explained it to me.
I didn't explain it that way, dude. You were on board with it. You're like, this is a great idea. Yeah, Russ really needs this.
I was hesitant at first, but then Dan.
I got this one in, what's the timer say? 1 second.
It was actually less than that. I'm sure of it.
Hot Girls in Love. That's Tough Enough by the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. No, <it's-> Who is that?
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
5:36, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the DFW Auto Show. Let's get started off in Dallas, eastbound I-20, right at I-35. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Marvin D. Love. Also in Dallas, westbound 635, right at Hillcrest, got a stalled vehicle blocking the right shoulder. That has traffic backed up back from Coit Road. Moving on to Grapevine, northbound 121, right at Grapevine Mills Parkway. That accident there has been cleared out. Traffic is still backed up back from 635. Into Fort Worth now, southbound 35W, just after Northside Drive. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from North Loop 820. And a big one in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, right at Meacham Boulevard. Got an accident there. It's blocking the right lane. That has traffic completely stopped back from the Fort Worth Mixmaster. It's about a 45-minute delay through it. Try using Beach if you want to get around it. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Subway. Tonight, rain and storms. A low of 71. Then tomorrow, the high will actually be 71, which is overnight. So the temperature will drop, but we'll have more storms. Right now, 75 degrees. And 97.1, the Eagle.
Is that Ryan Seacrest again?
Yeah. Or Peter Piper.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1, the Eagle.
Clotel Production. I'll cut those. I think Subway deserves, no offense to Ryan Seacrest, he's making obviously more money than I am, but I don't have a Subway sandwich right before I cut a spot from my mouth full of saliva. And you know, I will guarantee he cut that with his phone. I've cut enough stuff with my phone. But I knew I was going to screw with it. It needed to sound like it was on the phone. It loaded again. Are you guys sure that's Brian Seacrest?
Ryan, yes.
Whatever. You got it?
Get your own Big Hot Pastrami melt at Subway. It's piled high. Then there are those tender cuts of dry, rub, pepper-crusted beef and fresh toasted to perfection with melty cheese on freshly baked bread. Enjoy yours with mustard and pickles or whatever you love. Subway, eat fresh.
The thing is he has probably the nicest studio in the entire company.
How do you know?
I've seen it before.
What company?
Whatever we're called now, iHeart.
Oh, he works for iHeart?
Yeah, or Premiere, I think.
And?
It's wonderful. He has this golden mic that all the celebrities come in and use. He's got polished mics, every single one. He's got brand new iHeart headphones at every single mic there.
Huh? At his studio in L.A.?
Yeah.
And so all his guests have the iHeart headphones.
Exactly.
Why don't we have that?
That I don't know. If you want, I can get on it.
No. Billy, what?
Billy the Kid has some.
iHeart headphones?
Mm-hmm.
What is that, just like a sticker that you put on your headphone, or is it an actual, like, we're making headphones now?
I think it's the making headphones thing. I don't think it's a sticker. It's kind of imprinted on there. Special color. They're like red and black and cool looking.
Now that we've become Clear Channel to iHeart Media.
Yes.
Wonder if they're going to take the Clear Channel off the top of this building.
I would imagine, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I want the R. Chloe, you want a C?
I want a C, yes.
I want an...
There ain't no D's.
I'll take the N's.
Where are you going to put them?
I don't know.
You're going to have two. Spread them out.
That's why I said the N's, because there's two of them. Chloe's already got the C's.
I wonder what it costs.
It's either that or the A's.
Why do you want the A's?
Just because those are the other multiple letters.
I want one.
You can buy a vowel from Dan. I just wonder what it's going to cost to change the sign on the top of the building. Forget about bringing out a crane or whatever they do to change it out.
Yeah, just making the new sign. Mm-hmm.
Oh, we got to cut back on costs. Stop changing the name of the company.
Maybe instead of paying to put a new sign or to take the old sign off, we just draw a line through the old one and then put the new sign underneath it.
Why don't I just hang a banner over the Clear Channel?
That works too.
Just put it on top like an old TV.
Just put a drape over the Clear Channel.
And I just wonder how long they'll stay with iHeart. I know that they've expanded to all different forms of media, which is what you want to do, but everybody thought the QCats were going to be around for a long time. Or web TV.
Yeah, but the QCat, that pretty much failed out of the gate.
Yeah, and Belo spent millions on that. I know, because we were giving away those. Looked like a mouse. A computer mouse that you could also scan barcodes with. Like if you saw something in the Dallas Morning News. Hey, I'd like to read more. I'll take my mouse. I'll run across that barcode next to the story. It'll take me online to read more about the story. Or anything. I don't know. I forget who all they sold that to. But we ended up with thousands of those QCat mice.
The same technology was behind Alfie. What's it called? The little scrambled looking square?
The QR code.
Yeah, the QR code. Which is, in essence, what the QCAT was. You can just take your phone, take a little photo, if you have the app, of the little box thing, and that's supposed to pull up different stuff.
No one's really using that either.
I've seen billboards with that QR code on it.
That doesn't seem right.
I ain't got time to stop and scan that. If I didn't get the message from whatever the billboard said,
Some code's not going to give me any more.
Yeah.
Why, yes, I'd like more information. Unless it's on a... I forget the guy's name now. I haven't done his voice in so long, the lawyer.
Oh, Jim Adler?
Yeah. Car wreck, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Scan this thing while you're driving.
Him just yelling at you to scan his box.
I'm Jim Adler. I'm on top of my billboard. You scan this code.
I almost had an accident in my closet. I think it was on Saturday.
How many people were in there?
Just me. But I had the TV on, went into a commercial break, and what do I hear? But it's Jim Adler on a truck. I don't know why it hit me. I guess because I couldn't see it, so I wasn't expecting it. It was just the screaming out of nowhere. I'm like, I'm on a truck. It's like, oh God, no! I almost poked myself in the eye with a hanger.
I'm Jim Adler. Most of you people too stupid to know I'm standing on top of a truck. I don't even know why I'm on top of a truck.
And he points down at it.
Mm-hmm.
See this thing between my legs? That's a truck. I sue people that drive these.
I'm going to see the guy that drove this one today. Okay, we haven't started news. We haven't done anything.
No.
Talked about the Cowboys and then played an hour of music games.
Yeah, it was fun.
Forgot what we were talking about during the break. Some of those songs I remembered doing specific things to specific chicks. I love that.
Once again, just certain tunes get branded.
Since there were only a few left, I listened to the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
There was one of them that was popular when I was banging Diane, my girlfriend at the time.
From the 80s.
I was banging a roommate, Sandy.
Oh, God.
I don't know which songs are which because they're just numbers. So I can't find it on this flash. It was Chains of Love.
Okay.
How do I... Whatever. You know which one I'm talking about?
No.
Erasure, yeah.
That was popular. Sandy and I would sneak out, go over to Confetti in Dallas.
I'm sorry, Confetti?
Yeah.
What is that?
It was a club.
Okay.
Dance club.
It was hot.
Mm-hmm.
Had on my Friends Alone jacket. I couldn't afford the Members Only. Had that on, had the sleeves pulled up, dancing my ass off because we had already hooked up by that point.
Right.
So I knew it was going to happen that night. We're going to do it again.
Oh, this song?
Yeah.
Nice.
She loved this song. Can we listen to this when we screw? Yep. Because I'm going to you a big Italian clam. They'd be dancing. I can't dance or crap.
Well, there's something the 80s, about it doesn't matter.
Something about that level of confidence of, it doesn't matter what I do. I know I'm going to plow this bitch tonight.
And you're off. Look at it dance around the room.
You lean in, whisper in her ear. I'm going to your big nasty tonight. That's right.
And just back to dancing. I ain't dancing the song. It's just a happy dance.
What was your move? On the dance floor. Like when this song would come
out. I really have no clue. I think I danced the way that my dad used to dance. He looked like the gopher from Caddyshack.
That's a good move.
And y'all,
that's timeless.
Not only do you have the dance move going on, you have to look around like you know what you're doing. So yeah. It looks like this.
All right, here it is.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm all right.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Yeah.
This motherfucker getting laid tonight.
That's the gopher dance.
I think that's all. I had some chick trying to teach me square foot in country music, whatever you call that.
Oh, line dancing?
Two-step.
It's a two-step?
Never could get it now. You think of all the ones, I would be able to get that because it's formatted.
Mm-hmm.
I just always was freestyle.
The two-step's really easy, though, unless you start throwing in the spins and the twirls. That's where it gets complicated. But otherwise, for you, isn't it just like two steps to your left, one to the right, two steps to your left, one to the right?
I don't have a clue. I just know she goes step, step, left, or whatever.
Either way, sure.
I went, can't we dance to something else than other than George Strait? No, it's a country bar. All right. I know I'm going to screw you too, so all right. You're a sales chick at CBS, and you got a client you want to push, so I know I'm getting this one.
There you go. Did anyone ever try to actually get you into the country line dancing?
No.
Especially the parts where you had to start slapping heels?
I've been in enough lineups.
Fair enough.
Is that the man that did it? Okay. Mm-hmm. I remember the first time, and I'm done, Sandy, Diane's roommate.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I met Sandy's boyfriend, because she had a boyfriend the entire time that I'm screwing her.
Forgot about that. Yeah, you were both stepping out.
First time I met him, little French a-hole. I just got a new stereo system in my car. It's like 300 watts per channel. What do you have? At the time, I was working nights here.
On the Heagle?
Yeah. I said, I got 50,000 watts per channel. Nobody has that. I tell you what, Slick, I bet I can drive 20 miles away from here and you can still hear it.
Damn. Man, he found one of the very few people in the area that he couldn't or shouldn't have bragged to. Oh, that's cute. 300? Did you save up for that?
So that's like 600 watts total? Damn. Man, I bet they can hear you at least 8-10 feet away from your car.
No kidding. Wow.
You French, always trying to show us up. I gotta go. I got 100,000 watts of rock to pop. Au revoir, Pepe. All right, 550 down. Mally's here with news.
Ici Bassi Boo. Thank you, Russ. Today is Monday, November 3rd, 2014. Birthdays today. Action star Dolph Lundgren is 57. Comedian Dennis Miller is 61. Actress Kate Capshaw, also wife of Steven Spielberg, turned 61 as well. Comedian Roseanne, 62. Heavyweight boxing
champ. What is her last name now?
I think it's still Barr.
Okay, it was Barr or Roseanne Arnold.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Larry Holmes, heavyweight boxing champ from 78 to 85. He turned 65 today. And from Hollywood Square, Shadow Stevens. He turned 67 today.
Do you even know what he looks like?
Yeah. I watch Hollywood Squares all the time. That flowy
still,
blonde hair. Yeah.
He's still not on Hollywood Squares.
No, I know.
You remember Federated? Mm-hmm. I think Circuit City bought them out.
The only reason I know it is because I've heard you refer to it. I know it's a store.
He did spots for TV spots for Federated. It just, it'd be like a receiver right there, and he'd stick his head into the shot and go,
oh.
I'm like, wow, he's got to be somebody really famous.
To mouth open and point that
I bet
much?
His career is going to take off. Mm-hmm. He's going to end up on the Hollywood Squares.
God.
I bet he knocks out Grandpa Jones.
Well, the city of Dallas. And I guess Fort Worth, even though Fort Worth never really had the issue because it's clean. But Dallas will officially be all clear in the battle against Ebola on Friday. The entire situation began on September 28th when Thomas Duncan first went to the hospital. 2 days later, he was diagnosed with Ebola and eventually died of the disease in October. Two nurses contracted Ebola but recovered. Thursday will mark the end of monitoring for all of those who came into contact with Duncan and the nurses.
Oh, somebody's going to f*** it up.
You think so? In this time? I feel like we're in it's a formality at this point.
I don't know. I started to freak out Saturday because I had diarrhea.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. And then early this morning, I had a fever. That's it. I got it. But the diarrhea went away and so did the fever.
All right. Well, good.
The fever, I'm guessing, is from allergies. The diarrhea was probably just from diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
Sometimes you get it. There's no explanation.
Yeah, just like the song.
I didn't know there was a diarrhea song, and I don't want to know.
Yes, there is. Also, and the Nina Pham, the first
chick with her dog.
Yeah, they were reunited on Saturday in front of throngs of people, which was very cute to see.
Is there audio?
No.
Okay, figure you'd pull it because you're the one that called it.
Eh.
You went, this is going to be a big media event. In fact, Janet St. James from Channel 8 was tweeting before it even happened.
Yeah.
See the big reunion Saturday morning on Channel 8.
Yeah. 9 a.m. Be sure to watch it right here.
I still think the Nina fam,
mm-hmm.
they should have got a stuffed dog and just jacked around with the media. Here's your dog. And they just drop kick it.
That is messed up.
It's over the trees.
Yeah. You the same motherfuckers followed me in a helicopter watching my ambulance. Did she meet her dog at the vet, or they bring the dog to her?
They brought the dog to her. They initially met up inside of a room, and it was just a few people. But then she went outside, and the media was there waiting. And what was really cute is the dog, Bentley, just... You know how it's like if your dogs haven't seen you for a long time, they just can't get enough of you.
Dogs don't know time. You walk outside the door, come back in, that dog thinks you've been gone for years.
Well.
Dancing around, hind leg, carrying his bed around. Got to take this outside. I haven't seen you in almost 3 nanoseconds.
Right now.
Well, I think some dogs have a better grasp of time than others, and I think Bentley had a decent grasp because he kept licking her, and he was so happy to see her. It was very nice. But I do have audio that go along with this. Some people are calling this controversial. I guess it depends on your perspective. But some are asking the question, did Chris Rock go too far on Saturday Night Live in his monologue? If you want, you can start with cut one. This was part of his monologue where he was talking about the new Freedom Tower opening up.
Have you seen the Freedom Tower? You can see it no matter where you're at. If you can't see it from here, then you're in Connecticut, okay? Freedom Tower, anywhere you look. Now, they should change the name from the Freedom Tower to the Never Going In There Tower. Because I'm never going in there. There is no...
How many stories?
104?
Yeah, I ain't going past the fourth floor.
And that's just for heights, let alone other things.
Circumstance that will ever get me in that building. Are you kidding me? What? My God, what do they have? Does this building duck? What are they thinking? Like, who's the corporate sponsor? Target? Stop it. In the same spot, they put another skyscraper in the same... What kind of arrogant Floyd Mayweather crap is this? In the same... What businesses are they going to put in the Freedom Tower? They're going to put some mandatory stuff in there. Stuff you can't get out of, like the IRS, family court, DMV. Because they put a sunglass hut in there, it's going to be empty. I am never... Freedom Tower, man. Are you kidding me? The same spot. Hey, I got robbed on 48th and 8th about 20 years ago. I have not been back to 48th.
Anytime there's any sort of a mention of 9/11, it's the question of always, is too soon, is not too soon? After this, he went on to make fun of Americans in general by saying, in a few years, we'll start having 9/11 sales because we commercialize everything we do.
There were a few retailers that tried that this past year.
Yep.
And they all got chewed. I don't know if there's ever going to be a time. I don't know.
We won't. What he was doing is that was it's an extreme thing, but
just certain things that you won't touch. I don't think many people make too many jokes about the attack on Pearl Harbor.
I've not once seen a Pearl Harbor sale.
The only thing I've ever said about it is I don't think they were kamikaze pilots. I just think they can't drive, they can't fly.
Mm-hmm. And that's not you making fun of the attacks on Pearl Harbor. That's just you being just generally racist.
I went down to Washington, D.C.
Oh, is there more?
Yeah. Now, this one's completely – so this is one of those controversial stories.
Make it quick. It's almost six.
Where everyone's like, is this too far? And everyone debates it. This part, though, is just a funny ending to part of his monologue on Saturday.
I went down to Washington, D.C. for an anti-gun event, okay? anti-gun thing at the White House. I'm not big anti-gun, but I just think there should be some regulations just in case. Like the same way I can't drive a NASCAR down the street, I shouldn't be able to have a machine gun in my house across the street from the school. Okay? That's simple, right? Thing, and it's me and a bunch of celebrities, and we speak out against guns. And then I come home and I check out my website, and I look at my website, and there's all these threats on there.
I guess from the South.
He doesn't specify that.
I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna put one in your head. I'll slit your throat. Don't you dare come between me and my weapon. And I realize, oh my God, I need a gun. Get involved in any charity or cause for the rest of my life. You on your own. I don't care what disease it is. I don't care if it's protecting kids, the environment. I don't care. If you see me talking about a disease, I got it.
And that's the way most charities work. Nobody really gets behind a disease and fundraising until they get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Michael J. Fox wasn't real big on Parkinson's until he started shaking.
That and stem cell research and everything else. Oh, we got to do this. But it's just the Michael J. Fox Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to benefit from this. Yeah, thank you, Mike.
Yeah. Christopher Reeve did it, you know, with spinal cord injuries, stem cell research, all that stuff as well.
Yeah. Certainly weren't interested until you fell off a horse. Then to get around, you got to blow in a pipe or a tube or however he got around. It's just odd to see Superman to that point. And he never, Christopher Reeve, never really lost. He always still seemed to have some type of zest for life.
Yeah.
Some people get a situation like that. Me, mm-hmm. If I'm paralyzed, all I'm going to find out, I'm going to figure out a way to bitch loud and get a wheelchair that goes all over the place. It's like bitch to everybody.
Oh, no. So everyone can know about your plight.
Don't even think I'm happy about this.
Everything.
Okay, everything does happen for a reason. Most of the time, it's stupid stuff. But when people go, oh, things happen for a reason, they're meaning there's some type of divine intervention. No, everything happens for a reason, but normally somebody screwed up.
Sometimes you just fall off a horse head first.
Well, it's never happened before. How many times has it got to happen before you stop? Oh, I guess the answer is one.
Ah.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
608, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ Eagle. Traffic brought to you by ExxonMobil. Traffic sucks pretty much everywhere right now. Only a couple of real accidents out there. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, northbound 35W. Right at Meacham Boulevard, got an accident there in the clearing stages. That has traffic backed up back in Rosedale Street. And in Dallas, this high street accident for you in... northbound Inwood Road, right at Harry Hines. Got an accident there blocking everything but the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from I-35. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
I'm surprised Wendy Davis is still out campaigning. I haven't really chosen anybody if I had to pick, because obviously I'd lean more to the right.
Mm-hmm.
It would be Greg Abbott. But I don't know. There's something about that. Where is she from? She's got a slight Californian accent.
She's got that. Yeah, I think she's from Texas, but
she must have lived in California for a while.
The thing is, though, is some people sound like that. I'm not sure how it's happened, especially with a woman her age. Like, there are girls now in their 20s that have that sort of Valley Girl sound, but they're from here. I'm not sure how it happened, but they have this certain voice, and it goes like this, and then somehow
I have to talk like that because I watched this SquarePegs
right
on television, and we were so radical.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot whatever the term was, but we were it.
Okay.
We were rad.
Yeah. That works.
Kooky.
Mm-mm.
Groovy.
Sure.
Off the chain.
Yeah, we don't use off the chain anymore for women. We were so fetch.
Wow.
I don't know what that means. Alfie just sent me a message. Said, say fetch.
Man, he went clueless on you. Yeah, I'm not sure how that happens. I'm not sure how she got it, because you notice that I never really heard her speak that much until when we heard her last week on TV, and she couldn't even say kids properly.
Sounded like she was talking about tennis shoes.
Yeah. It's all for the kids.
Have to make sure that all the kids have enough money so they can get the feet.
Yeah, to me the sad thing is, as far as voting for governor for this time, I'm not crazy about her and I'm not crazy about him.
But has Greg Abbott really done anything to sway you from this administration?
It's his administration.
Well, it's not really his administration. But he's operated under Governor Perry for many years.
He has, but I don't know. I mean, his campaign was sort of, okay, she's just like the president, which is bad. I'm going to give you more good stuff that we've had over the last decade. And okay, I get that as a campaign thing, but he doesn't do it for me. I'm sorry.
You don't feel anything tangible, anything that he said? It's, all right, I will continue with this.
He has.
This will not change.
What he has shown me is that he is a lawyer. And most things I know about lawyers is, especially in politics, I don't trust you. The lawyers that we know, I trust them. But you know what? They're not politicians.
I would rather not have a career politician. You watch enough of House of Cards on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to have anything to do with anybody in the government.
No, you don't.
If any of it. With Kevin Spacey, if any of that really goes on in a daily basis,
You
know it does, it's discouraging. Alfie, what's line one?
Remember the Colorado video from a week ago?
He had a Colorado, Chevy Colorado.
Yeah.
Talking about all the good things about it and all the crap with Ford.
Exactly.
What about it?
The guy on line one says he's the one who made it.
The something King guy?
Yep.
Did you vet him?
I didn't even know how to.
All right. Well, let's see what the voice sounds like. How do you say your first name?
A lot of people just call me Emery. I don't really know how to say it.
Emery. All right. What? Where do you live?
I live in Nicholasville, Kentucky. I'm from Louisville originally.
How'd you know we played your... First of all, we gave you credit for playing your audio.
Oh, I appreciate it. Yeah, dude, the show's awesome. I never heard about it. A fan sent me the info and told me that y'all play me on the air, and I just was ecstatic. So I checked it out, and me and my girlfriend listened to it tonight. And, man, real nice show you got. I appreciate the plug.
All right. Hold on just a second. I'm going to listen to part of the audio and see if this sounds like you.
Let me tell you something about this Chevy Colorado. Mm-hmm. Chevy Colorado might be small, but at least it's not a goddamn Ford. How do I know it outperforms any Ford on the market? Well... Suckers don't drive it. The Chevy Colorado is small, but it's roomy. Comes with a crew cab. Enough room in there to fit a murder weapon. Not in the glove box. In my f***ing pants. Chevy Colorado.
I think my favorite line, I think it's here at the end.
Chevy owners are different. Chevy owners are rugged, durable, bulletproof. Ford owners, they get in fights at the club. They see a girl wearing the same dress. Last time I seen a Ford jump something, it landed on a dick. Ask me, brother.
I actually said, especially if we take something off YouTube, I'm going to give somebody credit because it's not mine, and TV stations don't seem to really care about that. I said that was one of the bits that kind of pissed me off because I wish I had written it.
I heard you say that. I appreciate that. Actually, I did that off the top of my head. I did a Silverado parody that's got like 8 million views in 6 months. And then I did that Colorado parody as a follow-up, but I did them both virtually off the top of my head on the spot.
Do you make money off those off YouTube?
Yes, sir, I do.
How many hits do you have to get before you start seeing cash?
You can get 100 hits, but you ain't going to see nothing but, you know, 8 cents. But it just depends. But I just recently became a YouTube partner. I've been doing comedy for years, but I signed with Defy that was Alloy Digital and Break.com that merged. So things got a little better then. But I've been doing it professionally and getting paid for it probably about, well, since I went viral with the Silverado 2 parody.
Now, do you work with auto repair or tow truck company?
No, those are sponsors that wanted to be sponsored in the video, so I charge a small fee for somebody to get their ad seen on the videos I do.
Okay, I couldn't figure it out. I just thought you were some, you know, no offense, some redneck, me that, you know, picked Chevy or Ford and went, all right, I'm going this route, and I'm sorry. I picked the Chevy, and the rest of you Ford guys, you're just going to have to open your mouth and drink piss.
the irony of it all is that I can't differentiate the difference between a Chevy or a Ford. I happened to have bought a Chevy because it met my needs, the extended cab and all that. But other than that, man, I don't even know how to change, you know, the air filter. So that's the irony of it all.
Now, maybe now's the time for you to flip brands just to throw people off. All right, I'm driving an F-150 now because I decided I'm going to start sucking
No, it would ruin me, bro. I don't care about the Ford, man. It would ruin me, man. I'm on a Chevy thing right now, and it's working.
And what'd you say? One of our listeners sent you the clip?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got a huge fan base. It's been exploding. It's been phenomenal. And they were telling me about your show, and they're like, this guy's one of the funniest guys. It's one of the best shows. And he sent you the video, and he's like, they talked about you for like almost 10 minutes. And so I found the audio. And number one, let me tell you, man, your show is highly entertaining. You guys are hilarious. And I was just really appreciative of the audio. And I called to ask, and I don't know what the formalities are or whatnot, but I was wanting to use the audio just in a clip. And they would also, I've got, you know, tons of subscribers and fans that would also link to your
page. You want to use audio from the show?
Yeah, just from the where y'all talk about the clip. And if not,
take it. I tell you what, as a trade off, just include a link to our, you can find it on my webpage, russmartin.com. Just include a link to our foundation for Fallen Police and Fire.
Oh, not a problem. Not a problem. So the link to the Fallen Police and Fire firefighters is on your page?
It's on russmartin.com. You can find it.
Okay. And then I'll do russmartin.com and I'll post a link to the Fallen Heroes. So yeah, I really appreciate that, man. I really appreciate the plug and stuff, man.
Don't mind helping another neck out.
That's right, brother.
All right, thank you, boss.
Thank you.
All right. Where do you say he was from?
Kentucky.
Oh. What is it, Dan?
Is anyone else going to just point out how freaking odd that was?
Yeah. Oh, it took. When did I pull that audio?
That was like 2 weeks ago.
Let's see, the clip I pulled was October 21st.
Okay, so yeah, pretty close.
Again, it's like a syndicated show that's not. I really should talk to somebody in management about syndicating.
Not a bad idea. Especially when we already got YouTube stars from Kentucky calling in on the request line.
Do you know how many people live in Dallas-Fort Worth can't find our request line? I swear to Jesus. I swear to Emery King.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
That number I call in to get on that radio show.
What did you find when you Googled it?
I don't know what that means. I don't have the Google. I don't have the internet. And I ain't spending in that 411 because them bitches charge money. I was like phone sex. Without no money shot.
I didn't think to check how many hits he had when we talked about it.
No, I hadn't either.
I doubt we threw that many to him. It was funny. It was a good job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing what pops up. If you just, on Google, you type in 97.1, the Eagle phone number. It's the actual phone number.
What is that?
The phone number?
Yeah.
It's 214-787-1971. Because the first thing that pops up is contact us, 97.1 The Eagle, off at KEGL.com. Then KEGL.com, KEGL.com. We're on Yelp? Oh, God, there's nothing good to be had there. So, yeah, if you know what you're looking for, you type it in.
What are they going to say on Yelp? How do you review a radio station?
I don't know.
Well, it comes in good and clean and clear. Seems to be 100,000 watts like that old boy on the radio talks about. Then stereo most days.
Most days.
That chick in the morning, that head chick, whatever her name is, I looked at her picture. I'd like to f*** her sideways. I don't care if her husband is a caveman and they like to eat.
Okay.
But I can't find the phone number.
This Emery, actually, I think he spells his name with an A.
Yeah. A-M-I-R-I.
Last name's King. He found our number.
Yeah.
Although the listener that said, hey, they're talking about you, probably gave it to him. Although he sounds smart enough.
Yeah, he could
drive
it out.
You drive a Chevy, you're smart enough to look up a phone number.
Absolutely.
It's the Ford people that are iffy.
Mm-hmm.
Ford people can't look up no phone numbers because they can't see the pages with that in their face.
Yeah.
All the Ford owners know is 911, so they can call emergency when their stomach's full of sperm.
Fools.
I've driven Chevys, I've driven Fords. Get off me. You're right. That is odd.
Yes.
What do you want me to do? Do some type of celebratory dance?
No.
Oh, Emery knows this now.
No. I don't think it needs to be a celebratory dance, but you're right. Maybe send an email to someone up the Borg chain and be like, hey, maybe.
Hey, Emery knows us now.
Yeah.
I should shoot a video like, I hate to steal from Emery, though. Shoot a video like that with a Batmobile, my 66.
Right. And dog the other Batmobiles?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
All those other 89 Batmobile and the one that George Clooney drove, that's for a bunch of holes. Especially when their costumes, they started coming out with silvery nipples and whatnot. Yeah, that's right. Underneath this hood, it's a Ford. Batman drove a Ford. How you gonna argue with that? All right, so he wore tights and had this little kid stay with him. All right, Emery may be right.
You slide down my bat pole.
You know those poles had lube on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it was just embarrassing every time Dick got caught.
You know, Aunt Harriet wasn't nothing but a beard. Oh, by the way, Emery, we drink on this show.
That's true.
That's always odd to explain the show to. How does I really need to ask him? How did this guy explain the show to you?
Yeah.
Well, what do they talk about?
Well, they talk about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a talk show?
It must be because they're talking.
Okay. They play music?
Only when... No, not much anymore.
And the stuff they do play is out of format.
What kind of station is it?
We're not sure anymore. I think it's rock the rest of the day.
Was it in the afternoon?
Not rock.
The other day, it was Christmas music.
I got an email from Don Davis.
Did you really?
Yeah. He said, Christmas music, that was the subject line. Context was just, really? Because, you know, he has to explain it to somebody.
Yeah.
I don't know who reviews the playlist, because it automatically, because we're Clear Channel and we're the Borg. It goes to the mothership to Locutus of Broadcast, whoever. Why were you playing Christmas music? Three songs in a row. What's Don going to say? He can't go, well, I don't really have control over the afternoon show. I'm trying to help him out, but he doesn't.
No, no.
That's what they get for giving me another 3-year contract. not only now am I situated, mm-hmm. I'm out of control with a no-cut contract.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
But I'm still wildly entertaining and drunk. And now I'm buddies with whatever that guy's name was.
Emery?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do they spell it with an A?
Kentucky.
What's the matter?
And that means what?
I'm leaving it open-ended.
He seems pretty confident.
Damn, I'm really... I know he's still listening. I wish I had a punchline.
Well, don't...
Overthink it?
Yeah, and don't necessarily get bogged down with the weight of, you know, the pressure of the situation.
Well, we know that your buddy Tone Bell from L.A. listens to us when he's off the set of his canceled TV show, mm-hmm. Bad Judge. Now you got, I'm sitting here in the shadows of Emery King and his Colorado. I still like that last line.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I saw Ford jump, it landed on the... break here?
Yes.
Let's do it.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:34, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Geico. Traffic has picked up once again. Let's get started off in Dallas. Oh, actually, let's start off in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, right at Meacham Boulevard. Got an accident there in the clearing stage. This traffic is backed up back from Rosedale Street. Also in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at Garden Acres. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. This one involving five vehicles. It's probably going to be there for a little bit. Traffic there is backed up back from I-20. Into Irving, eastbound 114, right at MacArthur, got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic is backed up back to Beltline. And finally, in Duncanville, southbound 67, right at Cockrell Hill, got an accident there in the clearing stages. That has traffic backed up back from Loop 12 Ledbetter. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Subway again. Rain and storms tonight, a low of 71. Tomorrow, more storms and that high... or the low from the overnight is actually the high tomorrow, which is 71. So expect temps to drop throughout the day. Right now, 74 degrees at 97.1 The Eagle.
Hey, baby. Want to take a gander at some Adam West penis?
K-E-G-L, The Eagle. The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
The guy a couple of weeks ago, the only reason I remember his name is because he sent me an email. His name was Chris, and he was talking about all the crap going on with him and his wife, and I forgot what the problems were. He said, do you think this is going to end in divorce?
Oh, yeah.
And I said, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the news.
Right.
Got an email.
Okay.
Talked to you a few days ago about whether I should or should not divorce my wife. I want to let you know that, like, my advice really had any bearing. That you were right. The next day, the school called me and I had to get my son from school because she had locked him out. He's only five. I guess she locked him out of the house. When I came home, she was passed out drunk on the bathroom floor. I thought... I don't know why I thought this. I thought maybe it was a fluke.
What?
So the next day, I had to bring my son home again while I was at work. I got another call from the school. Same scenario. Drunk again. I appreciate your advice, boss. I should listen to you sooner. He makes it sound like we'd been talking for a while.
Right.
Yeah, dude, you got to get out of this. This is bad. I don't really know what's wrong with your wife, but if you have to call... a talk show host that didn't even graduate college, that went to community college.
College thing is irrelevant.
Go Harvesters.
But, yeah, still go there.
You'd like to call somebody with some type of psychological training, experience.
You know, sometimes that doesn't always help. Just because you have a degree in something doesn't mean that, you know, you're actually an expert in it. It means it's supposed to be that way, but it's not.
Yeah, all the education in the world cannot replace real. Just being real. And you know what? It's the fact, I think you listen to him.
I just listened to him because I knew what my punchline was going to be. Well, as she does this, and she drinks, and I forget what the rest of the story was. Then he finally said, do you think this is going to end a divorce? Yep. Mm-hmm. We moved on to the next segment. Kenzie looked at me like, why'd you do that?
Do what?
Because that's the answer. The answer is yes. I can qualify it. I can go on. But it sounded like he was just looking for some type of external validation. I'm not the person to use. Really.
Why not?
Okay, if you want to go at it like, well, who's been through more bad relationships? Who's going to be the best at spotting a bad relationship? Not me.
Sure, you can be.
I didn't spot the one with Mandy.
Doesn't matter. Sometimes you can be really talented at picking out the faults of others, and you can kind of gloss over your own. There was a study I saw a while back. It's loosely compared to this, where strangers could tell if they looked at a couple, they could tell if the guy was cheating or something, or if one of them was cheating.
Well, I can't do that.
Yeah, that part was a little weird, but it's still...
Now, if I'm looking at pictures of couples and I'm in those pictures...
then that might be a clue.
Then I'm going to know one of them's cheating.
Right. But for whatever reason, it's easy a lot of times for us to look at someone else's situation and pick it apart, but we can't so much with ourselves because we're too involved in it. We can't look at it logically or more common sense. We have a tendency to sort of justify the stuff that we're involved in.
I don't justify anything I'm involved in. I know I screwed up. I know I screwed up with Mandy. I should have never given her family money or let Mandy drive the Corvette. Should have never done any of that.
But you're in the moment. Mm-hmm. You're blinded by
You're in the moment, but I'm also not a social service. If I do all those things for her, it's like with a child. You do everything for them, they learn their perspective on life comes from what? Mm-hmm. Oh, somebody's always going to be there to help me out.
Right.
So that was my fault. If there was any to be blamed, even though most of it was her. That's what I did. I enabled.
Yeah.
But then there were chicks. I had no idea it was a bad relationship until afterwards. They'd call and go, yeah, I'd been doing coke and I didn't tell you. Thanks. Well, I'm on my 12-step program, and I'm where I'm apologizing to everybody. Hey, by the way, could you give me a plane ticket to come back to Dallas?
Oh, my God. Why did you want to come back to Dallas?
Want to hook back up.
Oh, you don't say.
Mm-hmm.
And did you?
It was only $300.
Look at you importing.
No, I didn't import. I just sent the money for the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Then the day she was supposed to be here, I called up to Traverse City, Michigan.
Okay.
Talked to her mom. She's out at a party with her boyfriend, but I'm going to guess she's not flying down here.
Damn. But it's those experiences, those lessons learned, that you can then hand those off to other people to keep them from going down the same road.
So what am I, like the new wave Yoda?
I hadn't thought of it that way, but...
Yeah, kind of.
I have to pass along everything that I've learned, everything that I know now that I've reached this age.
Well, you know, it's weird. It has nothing to do with age. It just has to do with experience and wisdom. Typically, that comes with age, but...
Going through enough bitches.
Exactly. So the age is irrelevant. But the other aspect of it is people know that you're not going to BS them. That's why the Chris guy called in, because he knows, hey, you know what? I may ask my friends or friends that know her, and they may tell me one thing. I'm going to find a completely impartial third party. I'll call Russ.
I'm going to call somebody who's impartial that hates bitches.
I
don't hate bitches. Most of my relationships have been fine. I talk about the bad ones because the good ones, there's no content. There's no drama.
Yeah, no one cares about, oh, so we were happy today. Oh, that's great. Blech.
Dan's the only one that got a throw in. Why, after I put everything up, I got to go meet my hot wife. We're going to dinner. Dick.
That's why I don't bring it up that often, except in scripts.
What do you got, Alfie?
If you want, that Chris guy is on line one.
Makes sense. Everyone else is calling in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, Chris.
Hey, boss.
Yep.
Hey, I had a question, man. Same scenario. Basically, I got my son where he drops, you know, the school drops him off at work, and I brought him home today, you know, let him eat, and I come outside to feed the cows, and my wife locked me out of the house. Or whatever she calls herself.
All this in the email that you sent me?
Yeah. That's why the school drops him off at my work, because they drop him off at the house and he can't get in.
Okay. All right. So that makes sense. So when the bus knows this business is a safe place to drop off your son.
Right.
Okay. And have you filed for divorce now?
I've actually got lawyers. I'm going to probably call tomorrow. I mean, everything was fine. I mean, I don't know. She did the whole kiss butt thing, and I'm sorry, you know, it'll never happen again, and then it happened again, and now the school's saying, hey, you know, we're not going to drop him off at the house. It's not going to happen because he can't get in. So now I've got to drop him off at work, which they drop him off about 5 o'clock, which is about the time I get off. And I brought him home today, you know, let him eat, and I come outside, you know, feed the cows. You know, I got some bottle fed cows, let him feed, and I try to get back in the house, and all the doors are locked.
Any idea why?
Probably because she doesn't want me in the house.
Yeah, that's why I keep my family out.
Mm-hmm. Well, my scenario is...
I'm not saying you deserve to be locked out.
You know, my son's in the house, so, I mean, do I kick in the front door and go get him and bring him out?
Is it your house?
It's my house. It's in my name.
I say you kick the front door open. You got enough. If the school knows about this, have the authorities been alerted to any of this?
No, I don't know.
Okay, I would go with your attorney, but I would at least file an incident report. That's not a police report. That's just saying, this has happened. I'm concerned about these things. I just want it on record someplace in case something really malicious does happen.
Right.
So, again, why did you pick this show to call to ask if you should get a divorce?
I'll tell you the truth, boss. I've listened to your show for numerous years, and I know that you tell the truth. You don't BS nobody. And when you hear a story, you tell it basically like it is. You're not going to BS somebody. You're going to be like, oh, well, you need to try to work it out. This is what needs to happen. That's why I called you.
And you didn't think about calling, I don't know. I know we already went through this. Any other psychologist or?
I've tried different therapy. I've tried, there's a church that we go to, the pastor's actually went to school for psychology, and we talked to him, and we tried to work things out. And
so your wife was actually in on talking to a therapist?
No, not really. I kind of had to make her go.
Her
deal is it's always my fault. It's my fault that we don't have enough money. It's my fault that the kids are angry about her drinking. It's my fault that her parents are like, hey, no, you can't live with us. It's my fault. Basically, anything that happens, it's always going to be my fault.
And she doesn't work?
No, she doesn't work. That was her idea. She wanted to stay home, take care of the kids, and I was going to work.
You know, I'm not sure. I think somebody called it that knows you and your wife called not long after you did. And
right.
Said, yeah, most of those kids are old enough. They can stay at home by themselves. There's no reason for her to sit at the house.
Right, except for Aiden. Aiden's only 5.
Okay.
We have 3 other kids that are old enough where if they want to stay home by themselves, that's fine. They all have keys.
And they're old enough to babysit.
Right. Well, no. See, because we only have the other kids half and half. So 1 week we'll have all the kids. The other week we'll only have my son.
Okay. All right, I got it. Let's go at it this way. If you were to draw out a perfect storyline for your life, would it be like this?
No.
Are you happy now?
I was.
Are you happy? Are you happy now?
Not today. Most days I am. It just depends.
But you know this is always going to come up.
Right.
Okay. This is a roller coaster ride. I hate to use that term, but that's what it is.
Basically, yes.
Are you going to live forever?
No, I'm going to die.
You go find a life that makes you happy. And she is not part of that equation.
No, see, but it's a very hard equation when I've got her kids that I've taken care of and I do everything for them. And then if I know that if I...
See, now I can tell he's a lost cause.
Yeah.
Because he's going to explain.
It's hard.
But you've got to be happy to make other people around you happy.
Right.
If she's truly making you unhappy, you have to get away from this. If you live for 1,000 years, you go, hey, you know what? I'll screw this up for another 150, and then I'll go get a new bitch.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't. I know it's easy for me to say because I have nothing invested in this.
No, I understand. That's why I wanted a third party, you know, outside, kind of hear both sides or one side.
Well, you already know your side. You told me, and I said, yeah, it's going to end in divorce. And until she gets...
It's like everything went fine this morning. Everything was fine this morning. And then midway through the day, I get, oh, you're BOS. I hate you. You're this, you're that, you're this, you're that. And I come home, and it's like, okay, what happened? I let my son go eat, you know, because she made dinner, and I let him eat. And she kicks me out of the house, tells me, you know, I need to go outside. So I come outside to feed the animals, and now I'm locked out of the house.
And you're okay with this roller coaster ride?
Me personally, I'm fine with it. But I've got a son I've got to think about.
All right, so you're going to sacrifice everything. If you do this, I don't have kids, so I can't. I got no point of view on this one. You want to sacrifice everything to keep your kids as happy as long as you can.
Right.
I think you still got to get away from her.
Yeah, the kids will be happier if you get away from her.
They want daddy happy.
What do you do when your son asks you, where's mama at?
Tell her she's drying out with Dale Hansen.
Really?
There's a time you're going to have to explain it to the kids, and it's problem is they don't grow as – it's funny. It seems to work in different ways. They grow up too fast. They don't grow up fast enough. You're going to have to explain it. You're going to go, look, daddy loves mama. Mama loves whiskey. There's a country song. Go run with it. But you know where this is going to end, and you don't need my advice.
I do. Like I said, the only reason why I ask for your advice is because, like I said, you tell it like it is. And I've listened to you for numerous years, and you've never BS'd nobody. You've never, you know, you look at something, and you say, okay, this is the way that it's going to be. And that's what I respect about you.
All right. Well, go do what you need to do.
All right, I appreciate that, boss.
Sure. Thank you. Probably the deepest conversation I've ever had with a man.
Mm.
Sort of the conversations you and I have had, Dan.
Exactly.
I mean, really, what else do you tell him?
You said everything that you're supposed to tell him, and he still wanted to play the butt game. Well, but
you
this,
don't understand,
but that.
And right. I did that in my 20s,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's how that. And
well, she left me. Well, you guys were never meant to be together. Well, first of all, you don't know what meant to be together really means, and you don't know all the really good days that we had. I know what he's talking about. I know that you're going to have these really good days, and you're thinking, all right, all that other negative crap, that's behind us, and nothing's changing. Now we're on the way to the top.
Yeah.
Beans don't burn in the kitchen.
Right.
Man, that's one of the differences. You got to understand that a roller coaster, that track, never changes. And that's probably the most deep thing I think I've ever said. You're always going to have, there are going to be the good parts where you're going, hey, this is cool. Everything's straight. We're going through the saloon thing. Ain't nothing wrong. Then all of a sudden, it drops 100 feet. Even though there's a guy on the piano, he's playing, everything looks cool. Those lying bastards on the mini mine train. That's the thing is, they think they're going to change the track of a roller coaster.
Yeah.
That's deep.
All right, I want somebody to write that down. I want somebody to quote me one day. Everybody likes to quote from Teddy Roosevelt and Confucius. Whoever that confused Chinese guy was.
You just said that.
Confused.
Or maybe Thoreau or Emerson or Hemingway. You know.
Yeah.
Aristotle.
Yeah, the Onassis people.
Big on quotes.
All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
7:02, this is KEGO, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by ExxonMobil. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at Garden Acres. Still got that accident there blocking the right lane. This one involving five vehicles. Traffic's backed up back from I-20. Also in Fort Worth, westbound 121, right at Sylvania. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back from Beach Street. In Irving, eastbound 114, right at MacArthur, got an accident there in the clearing stage. This traffic is only backed up back from the Beltline, though. In Duncanville, southbound 67, right at Cockrell Hill, that accident there has been cleared out. Traffic still backed up back from Loop 12 Ledbetter. And finally, in Dallas, westbound I-30, right at Cockrell Hill, got an accident there blocking the right shoulder. Traffic is backed up back from Westmoreland. Again, if you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Tonight, rain and storms. Overnight, temperature of 71. Tomorrow, the storms continue and the temps drop. Right now, 74 degrees at 97.1 The Eagle.
Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
I know it sounds like we go back, we revisit a lot of stuff, but really, that's kind of the way life is. You go through bad relationships, like with his name Chris. I don't think he's totally done with his chick because he started explaining. I went, are you... I didn't get the answers. If I was a real psychologist, if I was a psychologist.
I think you got the answer. He just didn't say it.
The answer I was looking for is, no, I'm not happy now. Don't you think you deserve that? The only person that doesn't deserve to be happy is Dan Lewis. And J.D. Ryan. And anybody else that's bad-mouthed me.
I'm sure you could think of plenty. We all can. But to me... when he didn't give you that straight up answer, then instead of him saying that's him telling you everything. It's he's not leaving her yet.
Well, you just don't know what kind of magical relationship we got.
Magical is what you're calling it.
Well, yeah, at times.
How is it magical?
Well, there are times where everything's just perfect, and I can't imagine anything being more Disneylandish. And then other times, and all of a sudden, she just pops up out of the ground and goes, "Hello, I'm Satan."
Okay, but that
I don't know where that chick comes from.
That doesn't sound like a good magic trick. That's not the kind of magic trick I would want to come home to every day.
Oh, I like the roller coaster ride.
Well, because I actually asked him that, and he goes, "I just really have a problem with it."
And that's fine. If you know, some people do like that coaster ride. They would much rather have
you. Obviously, that. Don't like it, or you wouldn't be calling somebody with no experience whatsoever in psychology and asking their opinion.
Right.
I'm not trying to short sheet myself, but I ain't the person to ask. As far as having patience with somebody.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm saying you got the answer. He's not leaving her. He threw out way too many excuses for her. When in his mind, and he knows that there shouldn't be any excuses that he throws out for her. He uses her kids instead of her. It's like, dude,
I understand the kids. You got as a good guy.
Yes, he's a great guy.
You got attached to those kids. You raised them on as your own, even though they were from another father.
And he can still do that. He can still help those kids. One of the best things he can do is to, at a certain point, you've got to be a little selfish and do what's right for you and your little kid. And you can still tell those other kids, hey, I'm still going to be here for you. I just can't be in the same house with you with her. I'll still help you in every other way possible. You can still depend on me. But I've got to get far away from her because she is not only negatively impacting my life, she's negatively impacting my little one's life.
Then you put yourself in a position where you create divisiveness. where you're trying not to. There are some parents in a divorce, they love divisiveness.
Yeah.
Hey, your mama did this. Daddy's a good guy. Mama's the one doing the drugs and whatever and going next door and screwing all them freaky people with pant legs on their heads. Mm. Screaming, occupy clitoris.
Okay. In this case, it's not like
he's trying not to do that, and I get it.
But they already know it.
The kids?
Yes.
The five-year-old doesn't.
No, not the five. The older kid.
The older ones, you're
her
right.
Kids.
The older ones, they get it. Because I think the youngest is 14, 15.
Yeah, something like that. And those are her kids. They're old enough to know. They see it for themselves. They know she's the problem. He doesn't have to vocalize it. All he has
just
to worry
take about, your kid,
yeah.
Aiden, and go someplace, explain to the older ones, hey, first of all, one of you guys is 19. You could do whatever you want. You want to come with me? Fine.
Yeah.
The other ones, hey, may take a few years, depending on what the courts say. I'm not the person. You've got to talk to a professional. You're talking about something that is life-altering and asking some disembodied voice on the radio, that's not the way to go. As much as you may think I know what I'm talking about. Why is that funny, Chloe?
Well, just because...
Yeah, that was heavy laughter.
Just the way you said that. I mean, that's not the truth at all.
It is the truth.
You keep bringing up this whole thing, you need to talk to a professional, There are so many professionals out there that have no idea what they're talking about. They have a degree, they think they do, but they don't. Real life experiences totally overrule anything that has to do with someone with a degree. Big deal, they got a degree.
My only problem with some psychologists is a lot of them got into it because they had issues already in their head. And they thought, hey, you know what? Maybe this will straighten me out.
Yeah.
If I straighten myself out, then I can help other people.
Pay it forward kind of a thing.
Even though they never really got things flattened.
Right.
Dr. Thornton? I don't really know about.
You've gone to him, though, in a professional setting.
I have. And it was in situations where I couldn't really figure out, is it me or is it her? And I think almost every time, I hate to admit this because it shows a chink in my armor, but it's always them bitches. Find out later, oh, I was on coke. Oh, I was screwing this director who was going to put me in a movie. Oh, I was screwing one of the guys at this glassworks place where we work where I had your Corvette. That one, I'm assuming.
Oh.
Okay, all right.
I was like, wow, that's a new wrinkle I was unaware of. I mean, I knew about the fact of her being a gold-digging whore, but I didn't know the other stuff.
Hey, that's somebody I used to love. I know.
It was so weird. I used to like her.
Did you really?
Yeah. The night that we went to your house.
We're talking about Mandy.
In Plano, and she was there and helped you move, helped us all pack that truck so you could move out to South Lake. I thought she was great. She was cool. She was climbing on top of furniture, and she was hands-on. I was like, this is a cool chick. I'm happy for him. Within a couple of years, I'm like, what a bitch. It was for a white trash party at Gilly's. We had band practice on a Saturday. She didn't say one word to me. She didn't say one word to most of us.
I don't know where that would have stemmed from. I just know
overall bitchiness?
You can say it.
Oh, I have.
I'm
not expecting like, oh, hey, make sure and you say hi to me because I need it. My feelings are sensitive. It's just, no, you said hi to people that she thought were important and ignored everybody else.
And that kind of makes me feel like a bigger idiot because I missed different characteristics that I should have picked up on. If I really pride myself on a few things and I'm not really good at those, then I can't really, and I always thought, kind of read people,
mm-hmm.
tell if they want something, they don't want something, if they're just being straightforward like Captain Howard. I know what he wants.
Right.
He doesn't want a damn thing.
Exactly. No, she was a slow reveal.
Most chicks are, because they have to go through their gestation period.
Yeah.
I got to come off as normal for a while. Mandy just took a little bit longer.
And I wasn't around her every day the way you were, so from one time I saw her till, you know, 6 months later, it's like, something different about you.
Then that one psychologist chick that was really hot that I had on the show when we were back at CBS, tall blonde. Married, but had her on the show once, and she said she wanted to go have drinks at Abuelo's. I love Abuelo's.
I know you do.
I got to go see Tony.
Who's Tony again?
He's a bartender. I hope some black slick fella ain't taking him from me. Met at Abuelo's, and she said, I think we formed, this is a psychologist, I think we formed some type of connection. All right, you're hot, and I'd like to you and everything, but that's kind of nutty. And then, you know, things progress, we get naked, and she's the one with the bacterial vaginosis.
And not a mild form?
No.
Oh.
This was, it. If it could kill you, that's what she had. She had some type of ebullipus. And it was bad. What kind of doctor, a certified doctor, don't know how to clean their own see?
That is pretty bad. I remember the first times you told us about that, about how bad it was, I kept thinking that it must have been when you took her pants off. I just imagined Sigourney Weaver on like around a corner in fear, just waiting for to come out and get her.
Oh, even it pulled her panties off and the stench hits the room and even all the flies went, oh, that. I'd rather hang around Ethiopians. Let's go see what the maggots are doing. Yeah, all of a sudden, who's keeping up with the maggots?
Oh, God.
So that's my only problem with professionals, is they think they have the answers. Maybe that's the only thing I got going for me is I know I don't have the answers. There's always going to be that side where the guy's going, but you just don't know everything. Well, you're reaching out for help for a reason. I don't know which side you're looking for validation, but in the beginning, I can't really tell which side you're looking for. Ditcher, don't ditcher. And when Chris originally called, it looked like he was looking for a ditcher.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's headed for divorce. And it is. These stories don't change. The roller coaster tracks don't move. Again, if you live for 1,000 years, fine, screw around with her for another 75, 80.
And you'll end up with some great stories.
You can tell on your radio show. I feel bad for him because he's not there yet. And you can tell when he starts to, well, yeah, I'm kind of happy now. Well, it's not going to last.
Yeah, he needs to focus on when he's upset. He needs to think about
that's the problem is you calm down.
I know. But, you know, the next time he walks in and she's passed out on the floor, then use that.
All right. I can't help him. He's going to have to do it himself. It's just like any guy, any friend of yours in a bad relationship. Well, what do you think I should do? You don't want to know. Well, I do or I wouldn't ask. You don't want to know because if I call her a bitch and you guys hook back up, I'm the bad guy.
Yeah.
And if I find something out that's bad and I tell you, I'm still the bad guy. I don't need any part of this. Well, I need your opinion. You're not going to listen to it. I'm going to tell you, yeah, it's bad. You should get away from her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about all the good times? Alfie, who's on the hotline?
Dr. Thornton.
See what you did?
Is he pissed?
Nope.
Oh.
It's Dr. Thornton.
Yes, Dr. Thornton.
Welcome to my world, Russ. Welcome to my world.
All right. How long have you been listening?
About 20 minutes.
Am I close?
Oh, you're all over it, man.
So what do you do in a situation when you used to do couples therapy and you could tell? Let's say the guy came in by himself. You met with the husband, the wife. You kind of got both sides. And you realized, okay, the wife is a bad guy. Going to talk to the guy. How do you convey of this is not going to change? This may seem good right now, but it's not. There is no static situation.
If it's that clear and you say it, and I've done that, and you get that equivocation like you're getting with Chris, that's what I'm saying. Welcome to my world. You know, you just can't quite penetrate immediately. Though I think I truly, I'm not buttering up. I just think what you said to him has been brilliant. But I really welcome to my world. I mean, you can really be right on, and then there's that equivocation. So it really isn't about telling people how to live, but, you know, you've often said this. It's about helping them figure out how to live.
And it sounds like Chris has already, he's already figured it out for himself. He just, he knows the answers to the questions he's asking. He just can't pull the trigger yet.
Yeah, and it's complex, like y'all were saying earlier. There are kids involved, you know, so, you know, give him credit for his equivocation. You know, the, although, you're right, it may be the best thing for those kids that he, you know, go ahead and pull the trigger, but, you know, he's in the middle of it, and there's always another slice that you never hear. I always also wanted to say that. There's another slice, or whatever she has to say, you know, is also probably going to have some validity to it.
I would also assume, I mean, he heard us when he sent the email and then he called in. I'm sure she knows how to operate a phone. If you wanted to give her a side, I'm sure people have said, hey, they're chatting about you.
Yeah, she might prefer not to do that, though. I mean, you know, that's okay.
He also said, he said he had to force her into counseling.
Yeah, I mean, from the surface, it sounds like he's a good guy. I really get that.
Hey, and you know what? Dan even said that during the break. He said, his problem is he's too good of a guy. He's worried about somebody else's kids.
Yeah.
And a lot of this gets really too deep for me, the show, and as far as I can take it. But as soon as he said, I went, are you happy? And he got, well, I'm kind of happy now. I already knew anything that I was going to say to him was going to be lost.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah. So as I think dead on as your insights and your advice to him were, it's only natural that he would push back. You know, he's not, you know, he isn't calling because he's ready. He's calling because he's not ready.
And initially I thought he was.
Well, he is almost, you know, but, you know, that it just, and he's in, you know, despite the fact that, you know, you make a great point out of, you know, you're not a professional, you're not, you know, all that educated and all that stuff. It does lend you authority, and that has a lot to do with why, you know, your words will have impact on him. I mean, you know, he may really respond to what you said.
Well, the words that are going to have impact need to come from somebody.
Yeah.
With authority, with education, and some type of background on giving advice on how to handle bitches.
Yeah.
Oh, that is me.
See, finally.
I just don't want somebody to decide what their where their travels are going to go based on what I told them. That's not the right thing to do. And any talk show host that does that is no longer a trustee of the public. And that's what broadcasters are.
Mm-hmm. However,
yes.
In addition to being a trustee of the public, sometimes people just need a friend.
Really? You think this is the door to come to?
You're helping this guy out.
I'm just looking for a friend.
Man, you are not good with games. Are you playing the shell game? Which P is the friend under? I feel bad for him because this is going to, I guarantee you, without, obviously, any monetary value, this is going to get worse for Chris before it gets better. And he's not going to realize that.
But you know it.
He should have realized it the day he called me for advice.
But he's knee-deep in it. He's having a difficult time separating. That's where it helps to have an outside perspective.
I don't know this chick. Don't know anything about her. But he makes it sound like there are periods where they're just absolutely ecstatic together.
She sounds like a lot of fun.
My guess is, bitch is on coke.
Mm. Okay.
What he needs to do is to go over to Costume World, get him a commode costume, go sit in the bathroom, make sure the seat's down so there's no issues. Let her piss in him. And go get that analyzed. And then you're going to have your answer.
Wow. If that doesn't break some of that trustee stuff.
Would that help you make your decision?
All right, I gotta sit here. I gotta sit still.
I think
I can't giggle when she's pissing in.
I think if you just consider dressing like a toilet.
I'm doing it for my kids.
Yeah.
I'm trying to save my family. What man, what real man wouldn't dress up like a toilet just to find out if the bitch is on coke?
She's drunk, so she won't know.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I pray to Jesus, all she's got to do is piss.
There's a chance you got to take.
Just keep telling yourself, doing this for my children.
For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for The Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. You can also find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram as well. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. Mickey Six is up next.
All right, see you guys tomorrow.
Later.
The Metroplex.